You ready? This is take one. And one, and two, and away we go.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G. Ah!
Now I'm looking for the bong. Now I'm finding the bong. Now I'm loading the bong.
Here's a new song from the Polyphonic Spree. They have a new album out from Polyphonic Spree. The Polyphonic Spree.
What are you talking about?
Dude, where's my car?
Hey, everybody! How about Craig Wilson? Craig Wilson?
I don't care what everyone thinks. I know I am not an alcoholic.
Well, doesn't Lisa sound feminine and attractive?
Lisa May.
And now,
it's a bright and shiny day. It's a bright and shiny day.
Our feature presentation.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the hills.
What do you think we should have some shots of?
I would say Patron.
Patron it is.
That was a drama-filled moment on the hills.
It is back.
Wait for you to get on board, Kevin.
Back and stronger than ever.
I'm telling you, it started last night with two brand new episodes. Not too late for you. This could be the year you join the world, man.
Join the world?
Watching the hills.
Nah, I don't have time for the hills. I don't have time for the shows I like, let alone the hills.
You don't understand that Spencer was flirting with a bartender and that his sister Stephanie's ex-boyfriend Cameron saw that and texted Stephanie, who went to Heidi and told her, and then Heidi was pissed at Spencer, and then Spencer found out about it, and then Spencer beat the guy up.
Beat who up? The dude that texted?
Beat Cameron up, the guy who texted. Stephanie, yeah. You don't understand all that happening.
This is the story that we were talking about on the showbiz, what, 2 or 3 months ago, right?
Right, back when it happened, we talked about it, and now we actually got a chance to see it. I got to say, Spencer, I was really surprised, man. You actually pack a pretty big punch for what I consider to be a sissy boy.
Whatever, baller. These right hands are lethal weapons.
I mean, he drew blood, but the drama did bring Heidi and LC closer together, though. So
oh,
there was
that's
an upside
such
to
good
it.
News.
Yeah.
I guess. No. I can't get into that show. You know what I
anyway,
like, though? I like the show after the show. They still do that one? Where MTV sits down, they have the host, and they rehash it all. That's
you know
the
what?
Best.
I don't think that was on last night. Maybe I just missed it. It probably was because they never miss an opportunity to spend more time on the Hills. They had a Hills marathon on yesterday. It was on from the minute I woke up until the new episodes last night, all day long.
Very exciting.
Yeah. But I don't know if they had – I didn't see the after the show because I had many other shows to watch last night. So
the only people worse than the people on the Hills – was the douchebag in the cardigan and stunner shades and his mindless whore that they used to actually recap.
Recap it, yeah.
And then they'd take texts from random kids around the country.
That was the best. I love that show. I hope they're still doing that. That's the one that really sets a new low.
I want to see the show tonight, though, that they advertised pretty heavily yesterday. It's the documentary about T.I., who's getting ready to go away for a year and a day.
Right.
For gun charges. And they're doing a big farewell special with him where they got a bunch of interview stuff and tell the story of how it all happened and why he's going to jail and what it's going to be like for him and stuff like that. It actually looks pretty cool.
I have a different documentary that I'm watching right now called I'm Still Breastfeeding My 8-Year-Old.
Oh!
I think is the name of it. Yeah.
I've seen some of those people on the chat shows, but I didn't know they made a documentary about
it. They did. The BBC is making great documentaries about all kinds of wacky people. I also have I'm In Love With My Car. I have highlights of that whenever we need it.
Oh, great.
And I have My Fake Baby as well.
I look forward to it.
Although My Fake Baby turns so south, so fast, so hard that at first you're like, oh, I don't even want to. And then you start laughing because it's just too sad.
These are people who have babies that they think are real or they know they're fake but they don't care.
All of the above.
Okay.
In most cases, lost a baby and are trying to recreate it with
And so I have a pretend.
And I found myself first wanting to stop even listening or watching it and then laying on the floor laughing because it was so tragically horrible but funny.
It doesn't sound funny.
Oh,
it sounds
God.
Like you're talking damage.
Yeah, way damage, yeah. But if you get through the I'm an a-hole and I'm a bad human being for watching this, it's worth the payoff because then When the 5-year-old is trying to convince the grandmother that it's just a doll, it's not an actual person, it's the best thing ever.
When life throws you a curveball, lemonade.
That's right.
It's good advice, Tommy Lee.
That's what we say all the time. All right, let's start the show with your phone calls, as we do each day. 1-800-520-1067. That's the phone number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. And we're going to put you on the air and give you a prize.
We're sorry. You missed first dial is 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
It is that time of year again for the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, and we're going to give you tickets for Saturday, the 18th of April. How about that? You get to go see some world-class racing. Also, Puddle of Mud is performing in the Tecate Rock and Racing Concert. That's at 6 o'clock on Saturday. So you get tickets to the show and to the race. So that's what you get at 1-800-520-1067 if you want to pick up the phone and get in on Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew for a Tuesday morning.
I've been to that Grand Prix of Long Beach, by the way. That is a really fun time. Sunny, you know, everybody brings their kids. Those cars are fantastic to watch. It's a really good day out.
I think what's cool about it, what a lot of people like, is it's more exciting than watching racing around an oval.
Yeah.
Because they're actually on the streets. And it, you know, shakes it up a little bit.
Andrew in Riverside, good morning.
Good morning. What it do?
What it do?
Hey, did you guys catch TMZ last night?
TMZ TV?
Yeah.
Which story?
The one where Simon Cowell threw Ryan Seacrest under the bus about how he has hair plugs.
Well, I saw that on the website over the weekend. I had not heard anything more about it. Does I mean, tell us what Simon said. He's convinced it's true? Because I don't see any difference in Simon's hair, not that I'm looking that closely, but he looks about the same to me.
No, it's not Simon's hair. They're saying that Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, you mean Seacrest's hair. Yeah.
Ryan's hair looks the same to me as it did before. What is Simon saying?
Simon was just, they talked to him about how he spends like $300 on his haircut or whatever, and then they were asking about Ryan, and he says, well, it's not really the haircut, it's more the procedure that he goes through, and basically he was throwing him under the bus saying he had implants in there.
But does it sound like he was just joking? Like he was
at
just...
At first it kind of did, and then they asked Simon if he gets upset about it, and he was like, yeah, well, he doesn't really like people to know about it. He was like, oops, sort of thing, like the look on his face.
Interesting.
So
well,
I don't
they're
know.
Doing whoever he's got doing it is doing a good job, because it's not obvious like a lot of those hair transplants are.
Yeah, it seems like 90% of the people who get those hair transplants, it just looks hideous, and they have to know that.
Oh, well, he's got the money.
Well, we want it to be true, Andrew, so we're going to go ahead and believe it.
We want lots of bad things to be happening to him.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to T-Bone, who's calling us from Torrance. Good morning, T-Bone.
Morning. What a do, nephew. What a do, baby boo.
What's going on?
What's going on? I just wanted to let you guys know I went Sunday with my family to go watch Rain, their badass cover band for the Beatles at the Pantages.
Right.
And while I'm checking it out, they're doing a whole montage about the 60s and love, peace, and war.
Right.
And whose voice comes out? Rodney Bingenheimer.
What?
Yep. It was totally him, dude. And he was announcing the Beatles and how peace, love, and war, and people should just avoid all the pomp and circumstance of the 60s and all that stuff. It was amazing.
That's the Long Blondes on Rodney on the Rock. Doing, No,
that's him right there. Totally.
Yeah, right before. Anyway, I got a couple of more songs to play, and then
Yeah,
that's the guy right there. Awesome. By the way, it was an awesome show too. They're really, really good guys.
All right.
Well, this band Rain, by the way, Kevin. I know you hate the Beatles. These guys have been making a living. This band has been around since when? T-Bone, the 80s, early 80s, maybe.
I think like about the mid 80s. And
yeah,
dude, I've seen a lot of cover bands for the Beatles. Perfect freaking band.
Okay. It's unbelievable.
It felt like you were there.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Are they doing Beatles songs?
Of course. That's what people go to
see.
Of
course. They go through all the albums and all the
Listen to this, though. They do over 200 shows a year, this Rain band, and have since the early 80s. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievably successful. No one's ever heard of them, yet they could still consider to, you know, they continue to sell out everywhere they go. Is that crazy?
I'm glad you dig me.
5 days and everything.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
I don't like it when the Beatles do those songs, so I'm not really into it if someone else does it. Even if
but
they do it well.
I'm just saying how amazing it is that a band like that can exist and make a living for 25 years. That's what's amazing to me about it, is it hasn't died out. There are still people who are going to see them, you know?
Yay! 106.7 K-Rock, Carol Q.
All right. Thank you,
I'm out of here. say goodnight, and hopefully I'll get some sleep. I doubt it. Never get sleep where I live.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a robot. But anyway, I'm out of here, and hopefully everything will work out. And be safe and sane on Halloween.
It's not Halloween.
Remember, don't eat those apples with the razor blades in them.
What?
Well, okay.
Wow.
Somebody heard him and said, ooh, we do need an announcer for our show. Let's get that guy.
Don't forget to rock the vote this Tuesday.
Nope.
Get there early. And
Rodney, there's no...
We got to, you know, do something. Black president. It's up to you and me and all of us.
This was
black president. 18 to vote.
6 months
Shake
ago.
Some action. I hope you all get out there. Shake some action and rock the vote.
We do
just
need
think
to
when
shake
I'm on
action.
Next week, we'll have a new president
6 months
elected.
Ago.
I hope black, we really need something to shake some action. Get
right,
the
shake
black
the action.
President.
Got it
get
already.
Out and vote Tuesday.
Okay. He is our president.
Early and should go on to around 8 or 9 o'clock.
It's over.
And say goodnight and next week.
All right.
We'll have a new black president.
Black president, right.
6 months now, Rodney. Six
have
months.
Safe and sane.
All right.
Thanksgiving.
Okay,
good night.
Listen. Let's take one more, and it's Matt in Universal City. We were having the discussion about the hills last night, and he's got a comment on our man Spencer.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what to do, nephew?
What to do?
What to do, baby?
What's going on?
So, you guys watched the hills last night. You saw good old boy Spencer getting in that little scrapping fight.
Right?
I can take him.
Well, yeah, he's not a badass. I think B was just kidding when he said he was a badass.
No, I was saying I was surprised he looks so flimsy. I was surprised that he really did pound that guy with 5 or 6, you know, shots to the dome and drew blood. I mean, he really whomped on the guy. I was surprised, to tell you the truth. I don't doubt that there's a million people that could take him. I just didn't expect. I thought he would fight like a girl. That's all I was saying.
I got you.
Who's this little bitch calling on the phone, talking mess about
this is Matt from Universal City.
Oh, yeah. I noticed you're not calling from Beverly Hills. Maybe you're jealous because I'm balling and you're not. Maybe I don't even need to fight you. I'll just throw gold at you and diamonds because you're weak and poor. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
All right.
Monty.
Thank you for the call, Matt. We appreciate it.
The amazing weenie roast, yay, yesay.
Yes, that's coming later. We don't really have that right now. Thank you, Rodney. I love Rodney. Just like to say that before we move on. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday. It's the 7th of April, Lingus. On this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph is wearing a tuxedo to welcome his all-time favorite guest, Adam West.
Oh, fantastic. Nice to see the lovers back together.
Adam West, who, of course, was the original Batman in the original Batman TV series in the 1960s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some strange stuff going on right now, does Adam West. And he does a voice on The Family Guy. He was on 30 Rock. He's everywhere these days.
He's hotter than ever.
He is, which is odd. Adam Sessler from G4, going to talk video games with him today. We are going to give you the update on Kim Jong-il and his trying out of the long-range rockets. We have to tell you about Omar, who perhaps needs an intervention. We have a new feature called Why Does Kevin Hate? I don't know what that's about, but...
I bet you hate it, though.
Duff McKagan will be in the studio.
Wow.
Of course, from Guns N' Roses and other great bands. He's got a solo
Revolver, yeah.
Solo CD coming out. So that's all coming up this morning. Plus, don't forget, we're hooking you up with tickets to see Metallica at the Honda Center. An Xbox 360 and a copy of Metallica Guitar Hero. So keep listening for your chance to win that. We will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It out!
Lady Gaga there on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 549.
Oh, you've been listening to too much amp radio, dude. I think you're a little bit confused.
Oh.
Ralph Garman joins us for our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What's going on, Argar?
Yeah, you got those songs in your dome.
Yeah.
He didn't say dome. That was funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I like
that
to listen.
A term that I'm not allowed to use.
That's
everyone
correct.
Else is, or
okay.
Well, no. Well, the thing is, most people use it ironically because only like really lame sort of a holes use it.
Right. We were talking about Spencer.
Right.
Yeah, but you
that's
were talking about him punching someone in the head.
Right.
Right.
And you were saying, "Oh, we gave him shots to the dome."
Right.
And
which
you
is
were,
funny.
And you did it seriously.
Did
and
you do it seriously?
I did it because it was Spencer. That's what Spencer would call it when he does that.
I'm standing by my man Bean, and you know I don't like to do that.
Yeah.
But anything that gets him to stop using 18th century words, I'm in.
I don't know. I think it fits him better than 21st century words, quite frankly. Maybe we'll meet someplace in the middle.
It was Spencer. I'm going to be
Spencer for Hire. That's what it looked like last night.
Wow, nice.
Oh, yeah.
What was that, a show? TV show?
It was a big TV show. With Dantana. Remember Bobby Urich? Remember him?
Nope.
Come on.
I don't.
You know Robert Urich?
No.
He had a spinoff for his
Hawk.
The bald black dude. He was dope.
What are you people talking about?
Hawk,
okay. That was a good show, too. Dude,
Spencer for Hire. A badass P.I., played by his own rules.
I'll bet he did.
You don't know, man. Angelina Jolie is having 6 kids, doing all her humanitarian work, and having a full-time job as an A-list actress. Is it finally starting to wear on Angelina Jolie? Well, appears so. She collapsed on the set of her new movie, Salt, last week. And sources say she suffered from dizziness and shortness of breath before going down. Collapsing, Psycho Mike. Collapsing. She, apparently has been trying to lose a lot of weight recently, so she hasn't been eating much.
Are you kidding? God.
No, seriously.
She's trying to lose weight.
Yeah. And she's been working hard, and she's got the kids and doing everything, and friends are worried that her body's starting to give out. She's just pushing herself too hard.
Wow.
I think she needs a vacation.
And a couple of meals.
And a foot massage from yours truly. Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson may be on the outs again. And breakup number 497.
Oh, dear God.
But this time, it may be for real. Us Weekly Magazine says the girls split again over the weekend, but this time, Samantha really means it.
Okay.
In fact, she's so angry at Lindsay that she had her denied access to a party that she was throwing in Hollywood this weekend because she didn't want Lindsay to crash and cause a scene.
I was coming now, it's the guy's retarded.
She was banned. Which guy are we talking about?
Sam.
Oh, he's a woman.
That's the worst thing you can do to Lindsay Lohan is not let her into a club.
Yeah, or a party. Imagine?
No.
Being on the outside with all the alcohols on the inside? Oh, what a nightmare.
The story that I heard, Ralph, and please tell me if you've heard this as well, is that Samantha cheated on Lindsay. Is that possible that there's anyone else besides Lindsay would have sex with him?
I have not heard that, one way or the other. So, okay. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
You're right. We don't.
Samantha does seem to be the power top of the two.
Yeah, definitely.
She calls the shots, so who knows? All I know is Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson?
He's having a hard time on the set of his sequel to Twilight. Apparently, he was lifting up Kristen Stewart and pulled his ass muscle.
Oh, douchebag.
Can you pull your ass muscle?
Apparently, he could. Huh. He said he had a major strain in the muscle in his hindquarters.
Huh.
But a few good butt massages later, he said he was able to work things out.
Oh, I see how that works.
I feel like it's not the first time Robert Pattinson's had his ass ripped up. But Cosmo Magazine has the article if you'd like to read more about it. Congratulations to Vin Diesel. Not only does he have the number one movie in America, but he's super happy to finally become a father, he says. His girlfriend recently had his baby, and his co-star Paul Walker was the one who advised him to avoid the delivery room when his girlfriend went into labor. You don't want to go in there.
Yeah.
He said. But Vin decided to go in anyway. And he said it was the best experience of his life. Absolutely priceless. He said he was so glad he didn't miss out.
I went in and wish I hadn't.
Really?
Yeah. I was hiding.
Vin was super excited about it.
Kevin doesn't like the blood anyway,
no.
So that's not a pretty picture right there.
Well, you don't, you're not down there with a catcher's mitt, right?
Nope.
You're up by her head,
up
sort of talking her through it, right?
Not really doing much, just kind of hiding, hoping no one noticed me.
Just saying, I'm sorry.
Trying not to vomit.
Vin said,
it's a good point.
Yeah. Jessica Alba
is
tired of playing sugar mama to her shiftless husband, Cash Warren.
A lot of work for PIs these days, you know?
That's true. Ask Spencer for Hire and his partner, Hawk. Star Magazine says that they were out at lunch recently and witnesses heard her yelling at him to use some of his money once in a while to pick up the tab. He's Cash Warren.
Got cash in the name.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
He should be throwing money around like the Monopoly guy. Like a little Uncle Monopoly, whoever that guy is. Uncle Moneybags, whatever his name is.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know his name either, but yeah. And do whatever it takes to make Jessica Alba happy, by the way, Cash Warren.
That's correct.
Private investigator.
Has it gotten to the point, by the way, where she's starting to make less money because every single movie she's in is a dog?
I don't know. I don't know if we're at that point yet.
She's getting the same paycheck, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 years for that to trickle down, for the failures to actually affect the price of the actor.
She's had an unbelievable streak, though, hasn't she?
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson is losing some weight, losing her curves, according to friends.
Uh-oh.
Ah, that's not what we want.
No, it's not. She's getting slimmer and getting hard-bodied.
Oh, no.
We don't want her all muscly and...
No, her curves are what made her hot.
That's what I'm saying. Apparently, her husband, Ryan Reynolds, isn't happy either. He doesn't want her to lose her voluptuousness and says he's unhappy about the strict diet and exercise regime she's been putting herself through. For the first time in my life, I may agree with Ryan Reynolds about something.
Wow. Huh.
We both agree we'd like your wife to have larger cans and to be softer around the edges. And Chris Brown showed up to court nearly a half hour late yesterday to face felony charges, alleging that he brutally assaulted and threatened to kill Rihanna the morning of the Grammy Awards last February.
He was late?
Yeah, imagine that.
Wow.
What would it take to get you to be late to something like that? I mean, really?
I would think, well, maybe unless he knows that they're just going to plea bargain it down, but I would think you'd be there early and you'd be dressed right and everything else.
But he's not pleading out. He pled not guilty.
Yeah, I know. But Harvey was those behind the scenes they're trying to come up with a deal. But, wow, that's weird showing up late. That's Michael Jackson-esque.
Well, if it's behind the scenes, you know, you can't really... plead not guilty. If you want to plead out a deal, you have to accept some charges, and they haven't changed the charges on him. And he went in saying, not guilty, Your Honor. So, looks like we're going forward with this whole thing. Rihanna's people are on board, apparently, trying to get this over with as quickly as possible. That's what they would like to do.
Yeah.
I'm getting the sense she's not going to testify.
Oh, no, she doesn't want to.
I believe there are efforts by all parties involved to resolve this case expeditiously, her lawyer said. That would be beneficial to everyone. Rihanna would be pleased if this case were resolved quickly and fairly.
So that she can get back together with him in public, right? Because
yeah.
She's right now, she's keeping her distance.
Exactly. And Britney Spears was supposed to show up at a nightclub in Atlanta after her concert there last month, but she didn't. So the club is suing the talent agency who made the promise. Apparently, club owners say an agency was paid more than $15,000 to get Britney to come to the club. But they never really had the authority to book Britney in the first place.
Oh, good.
Oh, leave Britney alone! I would like to have that gig. I will get George Clooney to come to your house. Give me $15,000, please. He didn't show. Ah, that's George.
Wow.
You never know what he's going to do.
Guys, sometimes gets confused.
Yeah. The lawsuit is asking for damages of more than $100,000. That's what the club is asking from the booking agency.
Wow.
Doesn't everyone just want their money back anymore?
No.
What's
damages.
What's wrong with that? How many damages could there be? There'd be more damages if Britney Spears showed up to your club. She'd eat all your food and drink all your booze and break your lava lamp.
She'd probably lose money on booking her. That's true.
Yes. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Francis Ford Coppola, one of the great directors of all time. He is 70 years old today. Jackie Chan!
Hey!
Hey!
You guys taught Jackie Chan to speak English, didn't you?
We did.
I think Kevin did.
I did.
Yeah.
Sure.
He is 55 years old today.
We're hoping one day Jackie Chan will return the favor.
Actor Bill Bellamy from Last Comic Standing and Fastlane. I forgot he was Glick.
He was,
Clurb.
Clurb or Glick?
I think it was Flange. He's 44 years old today. And actor Russell Crowe is 45.
Yeah.
What are you yan about for Russell Crowe?
Sales around the world beating people up.
Yeah, that does happen.
That's true.
Pretty much his life.
As long as he's got a phone. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First at intervention.
How dare you? You, of all people.
That's a good point. That's a good point,
Kevin. You
know what
I'm saying?
With our man Omar. From this past Friday night at the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, he was drinking a lot, it turns out.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember backstage.
No. Nope.
You don't at all? Do you remember attacking Joe Rogan?
I don't remember that, no.
Joe Rogan came off stage and... Then Sam came out. We thrilled him. The show was over.
Right.
So Joe Rogan was backstage, kind of just off the stage to the side. And Omar came back and was jumping in his face. And Omar, when he gets drunk, he doesn't allow enough personal space.
Yeah.
He tends to step a little close.
I wanted to ask you this, Omar. Was Friday night a little bit of literally the last weekend before you get married and I'm going to kind of blow it out?
Absolutely was, because I was going to go, you know, I don't know what I was going to blow out, but.
Your O-ring?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little bit of that. And I also, it was a little bit of, I didn't have to drive home.
Right.
I had, you know, somebody was going to drive me home. And it was a bunch of Kevin and Bean super fans were kind of there buying me drinks all night.
Yeah, that doesn't
on
help.
On top of me having some drink tickets.
Right.
You know, so it was all, you know, culmination
it's a perfect
of all those
story.
Things. Absolutely.
So Joe Rogan is backstage and Omar is right in his face. And none of us can make any sense of what Omar's saying. I mean, it's not like he was having a normal conversation where Joe Rogan understood and talked back. Rogan was just looking at him like, this guy, I've been here, I know this guy, and I'm fascinated to just sit and watch. And I tried to push Omar away from him, and then I tried to kind of physically step in between him. And then I grabbed Omar and I started pushing him away. But when Omar drinks, he's got retard strength.
It's weird.
He has the strength of like 8 people.
And I saw him picking up a car in the parking lot and just throwing it.
Dude, I'm drunk man.
Yeah, he is.
Drunk man.
He's the strongest guy in the world. So I was trying to push him away. And of course, Rogan can defend himself. It's not like he couldn't have just put him right to sleep.
Oh, totally.
Choked him out.
Yeah.
But I was like, I felt uncomfortable with Omar, like, right in his face. I thought, oh, he's doing us a favor. He's a cool guy. A comedian came here, did this for free.
Kind of, you feel like you have a responsibility as the host of the evening to make sure that the talent isn't bugged.
DJ Omar Khan.
Yeah, you absolutely don't want somebody coming up and harassing the people that are doing us a favor by performing this show for free. Absolutely.
And then we were videotaping Sam because we wanted to get his reaction after coming off stage. And Omar would not allow that. He was talking. And Omar would wait and then jump right in front of the camera so that he was too close to the camera for it to see anything. So it would just go dark.
I do remember that.
You did that 30 times.
I thought it was so funny.
Yeah, I know you did. You were
it was
laughing
the funniest
hysterically.
Thing ever, dude. Yeah.
But we were trying to get Sam's response.
Yeah.
That was our goal. And so that was less than successful.
So not that funny for
well,
you?
No. I mean, I can appreciate the funniness right. of it, but it went on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny once, funny twice, maybe, if right. you're standing in the way of us getting the business done of getting a video of the Armenian comedian backstage. But the 30th time? No, yeah. Not funny, because now we're not getting what we need.
That was funnier,
though.
Me, dude.
It was funnier to Omar. So then, Omar, I'm trying to talk to Omar. I'm like, dude, you just got to back up just for a second. Because I love drunk Omar. I wish he was drunk all the
yeah.
time. But and then he saw Rogan standing over there, and he went back over and stepped right up really, really close and went, man, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to have fun. I'm just trying to be funny. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to have fun and be funny. I'm just trying to be funny.
DJ Omar Khan.
I'm just trying to be funny. I was like, okay, I think he got it. I think he knows. He's cool. He understood. He was not... It didn't seem like he was bugged.
I didn't think he got my point.
I think he did.
Okay.
The first 20 times. So then we went backstage to the area, and that's when Omar started really going crazy. He was jumping around and running up to people and pushing them and yelling. And this is the backstage area where everybody kind of is.
I'm just having a good time. Good time.
You were.
Didn't he tackle our boss, Mr. Weatherby, at one point in the evening, Kevin?
Apparently he didn't tackle him, but ran up behind him without any warning and picked him up.
Is that what? Okay, yeah, is that what happened?
That's
okay.
what we've been able to track down.
Okay, yeah. That
not
was,
sure why. Just because it sounded funny?
Yeah, it was something funny to do. I saw him. He was alone. He looked lost, actually, when he was watching Sarah Silverman.
That's probably
I'm like,
true.
Hey, dude, what's up? Yeah.
Well, he is kind of a pocket person. I mean, he's a little guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you just picked him up and threw him up in the air like yep. he just didn't care?
Exactly.
Yeah. Here's what I like about drinking, though, is that everything is the funniest thing that's ever happened. And so you could tell in Omar's head that that was going to be the greatest thing that's ever been
absolutely.
Done.
Absolutely. Everything was the greatest
if I recall,
thing.
Yeah. You mounted Psycho Mike during his onstage announcement, too. This is another great thing about Omar. Mike is out there bringing on the next act. I think he's bringing on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And Omar from backstage comes running out onto the stage and throws his arms around Mike and tries to pick him up, too. I'm like, what is he doing?
Well, I wasn't trying to pick him up. I was trying to have my way with him.
Yeah, he was faking the white pants thing.
Yeah, exactly.
By
the way,
DJ Omar Khan.
That was actually kind of provoked by your wife.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Here's how it was provoked. Omar said to her, should I go out and do it?
She's like, yeah.
And she says, rightfully, of course.
Boom.
That's it. That's all he needed.
He doesn't hesitate.
Yeah, exactly. Hesitate.
Not
yeah.
a bit. He just wanted someone else to think it was funny, and he went.
Exactly. But, you know, I actually had to wait like 5 seconds for him, for Mike to get out his whole intro.
That seems like forever when you're drunk.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and he got his whole intro out, and then I did it. It's all about timing.
Then we're then it's backstage, and we're talking about drinking, and Omar's talking about guzzling it all down. It was either drinking or something else, but I'm pretty sure it was drinking.
Don't remember it.
You don't remember this at all?
I don't remember this.
And Ralph comes up next to him, and Ralph's a little drunk, but he can hold his liquor, so he's fine, and he recognizes that Omar is just blitzed out of his mind. So I get out my cell phone and start recording video of Omar, and he's shouting about all these comedians guzzling it all down, and he gets on a roll like he's Jesse Jackson or something in front of a huge crowd of people.
Hey, Omar, guzz it all down. Joe Rogan, guzz it all down. Sarah Silverman, guzz it all down.
That's my favorite because he couldn't think of anyone else.
I had to say Sarah twice.
He only said one or two comedians, and then he had to repeat her because he couldn't think of anymore.
Sarah Silverman, guzz it all down. Team War, you're for not coming. Craig Robinson, guzz it all down.
I think that's done, dude. Like Ray Romano, guzz it all down.
Patton Oswalt.
Oh, Patton Oswalt. I think he, like, you know... threw it all up. And I licked it.
All right.
Okay. All right. That sounds like drug Kevin to me. And that's Vegas Kevin, dude.
And then did you do anything else?
And I guzzled it all down. All
right.
Oh, my. I'm pretty hammered, right?
No, this is what's different, is that Vegas Kevin is not like that, because he slows down. You speed way up.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Vegas Kevin is like, Patton Oswalt, and you're like, Patton Oswalt!
He does.
I get super excited, man. I'm having the best time,
some kind of an energy source that's like the strength of the sun, and it just...
DJ Omar Khan.
Drunk man!
Is Ralph showering and changing, by the way, in anticipation of Mr. West's arrival just after 7 o'clock this morning?
Shaving, working out, yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing it all.
Could have glistening hard body muscles by the time Adam gets here. Anyway, the great Adam West joins us in the 7 o'clock hour. It's always a treat this morning. And don't forget, also between 7 and 8, your tickets to go see Metallica at the Honda Center. And, hey, why don't we throw in a copy of Metallica Guitar Hero for you, too, coming up between 7 and 8 here on K-Rock.
Kim Jong-il, who is the North Korean leader.
The dear leader, yes.
The dear leader, they have to call him or he will kill them, supposedly has some nuclear weapons, two or three nuclear weapons, they think, working on more. The one thing that they have not had is a long-range missile to carry them to, say, perhaps Alaska or Hawaii. Now he's testing rockets, and everybody's afraid that's what he's doing. Here's a little news piece from, I think it was over the weekend.
On the evening news today, North Korea trumpeted its launch as, quote, a proud result of our fight to upgrade science and technology. At 11:30 this morning, a multi-stage rocket was launched from North Korea. It dropped boosters to the east and west of Japan. According to a statement from Pyongyang, just 9 minutes later, their satellite was orbiting successfully. North Korea insists it has simply launched a communication satellite. Many fear the real intention was to test a long-range missile that could potentially carry nuclear warheads as far as Alaska and Hawaii.
Excellent.
For the first time, by the way, they're not important states, right?
Nah,
we're with that.
We can let that go.
For the first time, Kim Jong-il was actually at the launch, by the way, and expressed satisfaction with it. So we thought we'd get some sort of an update from the dear leader himself. Yes, Kim Jong-il. Is on the phone on the Kevin DeBean Show on the world famous K-Rock. Hey, dear leader.
Hey, Roundy, how you go?
We go well. How are you?
I go so good. We have missiles.
You apparently do have missiles. Congratulations. I mean, the United States has had them since the 1950s, but good job for you, I guess.
Oh, you're so much better. Fine. I got now. Okay, I see how you roll.
Well, I'm just saying it's not that hard to put a satellite into orbit. That's all.
It is if you're Korea.
Oh, I see.
This is first time we're able to do this with only domestic technology.
Uh-huh.
And you expect people to believe that you're not buying that technology from elsewhere?
No, this is domestic technology. Hmm. We had the missile was made out of kerosene, bamboo, and dogs.
Wow. That is impressive.
That is impressive. Yeah, no
stuff we have laying around the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a communications satellite, quote, end quote?
That's right. It's just for communication, so don't you worry about nothing. It's just for me to get better TV reception.
You would send up a multi-stage rocket just to get better TV reception?
Yeah, I got crappy reception because, you know, the TV's gone digital.
Right.
And you have to be ready. I saw it on a commercial, and so I got rabbit ears.
Right.
And so I want to upgrade.
Well, why don't you get some maybe get some cable or some DirecTV over there?
Nah, I want to have Ill TV.
Ill TV.
My own sort of television system.
Okay.
So I shot up just a satellite for that. So don't worry, it's okay. No worries. No, you worry, okay?
Okay, but this is a satellite that everyone around the world seems to be concerned could carry a nuclear weapon.
That's crazy talk.
A long, long way.
That's crazy talk. It's just so I watch more Dancing with Stars. I want to be on that show.
You want to be on Dancing with Stars?
Yeah, so that's why Lil' Kim on. I said, why not Ill Kim?
Oh, there you go.
I'd be Ill Kim. I'd do a paso doble.
I would love to see that. That'd be fantastic. So you don't have anything against Alaska or Hawaii or any other U.S. interests?
I love Alaska. That's one of my favorite states.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they have polar bear. And why is great? Because there's Magnum P.I. from there.
That's true.
Why would I be angry at those states?
All right, what about South Korea? They're worried as well.
South Korea, that's not even a state.
No, but I'm saying another area in the world.
And
that
don't
is...
worry about what we do over here, okay? You just worry about your states. I'll worry about my states.
All right. It seems bad that you're developing this technology. That's all.
Whoa. Whoa.
What was that?
That was
another rocket launch.
No.
That was a rocket launch.
It sounded like another rocket launch,
no,
Kim Jong-il.
No, that was post office delivering mail.
How do they do that?
By rocket.
I doubt that.
Rocket mail. It's like UPS. It's absolutely and positively had to be there overnight.
I don't think you're telling the truth.
I am telling the truth.
That was a rocket launch if I've ever heard one.
No, it's fine. What? I can't hear you.
We didn't say anything.
See, I need new cell phone satellite for it. That's why we have rockets, so I can hear things better.
Oh, I see.
I think you're breaking up.
Well, that's good news, but you're just...
Okay, well, that was definitely another rocket, Mr. President.
Happy 4th of July!
It's April, and you don't celebrate our Independence Day.
Happy 4th of April!
It's not the 4th.
All over there.
This is a bad sign. I don't like this at all.
A big bear, and he had no hair.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
You're just talking crazy talk now.
Wow.
What was that?
All right, I'm trying to bomb you.
Is he here yet, Ralph? Have you seen him yet? Have you laid eyes on him yet?
I believe he is here, but not here.
Mm.
He's just arrived, but he's not in the studio yet.
So you haven't kissed him yet?
I would not kiss him.
Okay.
Because you're both men.
Mm-hmm.
But what if he wanted to kiss you? If he wanted to kiss you, though,
we are manly
say, okay,
men,
right?
Who don't express emotion in that particular way.
So you don't love him?
I do love him.
Mm, okay.
But it's in a completely manly way that does not involve kissing.
Talking about the great Adam West, who joins us after the news at 7. Hey, real quick, before we get into the showbiz beat, I'm hearing from the web guy, former K-Rock Morning Show producer Lightning, that the jobs are coming in fast and furious, which, by the way, everything is fast and furious, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about the Kevin and Bean Give You a Hand job page, where we have unveiled something in the last couple weeks that I think is pretty cool. If you are a K-Rock listener who is in the position to hire somebody, you advertise your job on our website, and then K-Rock listeners can go there and find a job. And these days, you know, any kind of lead is good news.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of different people. There's home care. You could go into people's homes and watch their kids. You can get paid for that.
Other stuff, right?
There's independent music labels looking for a full-time production manager. You know, there's real estate because people are snapping up homes like crazy right now. There's Aflac. You can work for them. There's General Mills. There's a ton of different jobs that are up there. So if you're looking for work or you have work for somebody, go to this page. It's the Kevin and Bean Give You a Hand job page.
Can we hear your Aflac duck again?
Aflac.
Add that to the list.
That's all I got.
Kevin's voices.
He's more versatile than we thought. All right, 6:50, Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the latest look at the showbiz beat.
Before I get to showbiz news, I have some tickets to give away. You know, every year I talk about the Paley Center, formerly known as the Museum of Television and Radio. Every year they do a festival of evenings with your favorite TV shows, past and present. It's called the Paley Festival. And this year, it's an amazing lineup of shows. Some of our favorites are being held. Most of them are sold out. However, some of them you can still get tickets for if you're so inclined. If you go to paleycenter.org and buy your tickets there, you can use the special K-Rock discount code, which is K-R-O-Q-P-F for Paley Fest and 09. K-R-O-Q-P-F-09, all in caps, and just $25 a ticket to spend an evening with the cast and creators of some of your favorite TV shows. I'll also will be giving away tickets to all of the big shows this year as well, starting with April 13th. It's an evening with the cast and creators of True Blood over there on HBO.
Love that show.
Which is a show that we love very, very much. I've got one pair of tickets. One pair of tickets. This is a sold-out event. One pair of tickets. If you're a True Blood fan, you're going to want to go and attend this evening. It should be very special. Here's your trivia question. The creator of True Blood also created another wildly popular HBO series. What was the name of that show? 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number to call. If you're the first person through with the correct answer, you win a pair of tickets to spend the evening with the cast and creators of True Blood, which is, of all the new spate of vampire-themed projects, I think is the best.
Yeah, this is great. It's you're not trying to prove or disprove vampires. They're with everyone else.
They just walk amongst us.
And they don't have to eat. They don't have to, you know, suck blood because there's drinks now called True Blood. They can go to a bar and order a bottle of blood.
It's synthetic.
Yep.
Synthetic blood.
It's awesome.
It can't taste as good as the real stuff, though, right?
Yeah, no way.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. They treat them like any other minority.
Poorly,
yeah. So, enjoy. Next hour, I'll be giving away tickets to the Joss Whedon, Dr. Horrible sing-along blog.
Oh, ooh, that'd be cool. Great.
Which people want to attend to, so. Dancing with the Stars last night. I don't know if you saw our boy Steve-O or not.
Did not.
Not doing so well on the show.
Really?
Amazing that he's still on, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, didn't we think he was going to get kicked off the first week?
Yeah. But he's still there. However, tonight may be his swan song.
Uh-oh.
He danced a Viennese waltz last night. Steve-O from Jackass dancing a Viennese waltz.
I think of those two things together.
He got an 18, which was the lowest score of everyone else.
Okay.
And people are speculating he will be sent home tonight.
Screw him.
We'll have to wait and see. David Alan Greer coming back, though. Glad to see that. He was dancing a waltz, too.
What do you mean coming back? You mean doing
he's
better?
He's been struggling up till now, but he's doing better. So we'll see what happens tonight. Speaking of reality TV, America's Next Top Model has decided to try another casting call in New York City, despite the riot that broke out last month when they first tried it.
Oh, good.
This one will take place this Saturday at a location to be announced. There's going to be new security measures, including wristbands. No one will be allowed to line up overnight or before 6 a.m. on the day of the casting call. And they will have guys with beanbag guns to take out any of the models who get out of line. No, I'm kidding about that last part.
I wish they should.
That'd be great. But they're so light, the beanbags would go right through them.
Yeah, true.
You would knock them over.
I wish there was better video. The only video I ever saw of the New York riot was an aerial shot. I would have loved to have seen, like, on the ground, girl-on-girl fight action that day.
And no one really knows what happened.
Yeah.
They don't know what caused the riot to start. They just know that women were losing their minds and attacking each other.
The one aspect I heard of it is that there was a car that was having some mechanical problems, and there was some smoke coming from the car, like from under the hood. And somehow somebody thought that the car was going to explode or something like that, or thought that it was a bomb or some, you know. And the word spread through the crowd, and everybody started to run, and it just got ugly. The models are not that bright.
I think it's just, look, when you get a bunch of women who haven't eaten for weeks all in the same room, they get so bitchy, they just start going at each
other.
Could be. That's what's got to be the answer.
If they have a winner, believe it or not.
They could have solved the whole problem with a box of saltines. The whole thing could have been quelled in moments if someone just would have had some Chex Mix. Everything would have been fine.
We have a winner,
believe it or not. Rodney, shut up! You're going to answer my trivia question? Who we got on the line?
We have Christopher from Los Angeles.
Christopher, the creator of True Blood, Alan Ball, also created what popular HBO TV series?
6 Feet Under.
6 Feet Under, yeah! Correct. Congratulations. You get a pair of tickets to spend an evening with the cast and creators of True Blood this April the 13th at the Cinerama Dome.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to the people at the Paley Center for giving us those tickets.
He's Christopher with a K, if you believe that, by the way. Does that seem likely?
Yes.
Okay. Makes him interesting, don't you know?
Well, the other call, the next caller up was Kenny with one N. So I just, I don't know whether people are getting weirder with their names or if it's all Miss Cleo in the phone screening.
You know, Kevin spells his name C-H-E-V-I-N.
I do. A lot of people don't know that.
Chevin.
Chevin
really,
is how it's said. Yeah. In Europe.
In Europe. I mentioned yesterday that Laura Layton was returning to the scene of the crime. She will be coming back in the latest incarnation of Melrose Place on the CW. Well, today People Magazine reports that Thomas Calabro will also be returning as his role as Dr. Michael Mancini on the show.
There you go.
Woo! This is going to be awesome. I'm very excited about the
exciting
Melrose,
story.
The Melrose Place return.
You can't possibly be.
I am.
I'm saying no.
I enjoyed Melrose Place enormously while it was on.
In the 80s?
Late 80s?
Early
90s. Early
90s?
Yeah. You know, you can enjoy something, Kevin, that happened a while ago.
You are the guy who hates every remake idea ever.
But they're bringing these original people back. These aren't remakes. This is like the cast is returning. Get to see Michael Mancini again.
That is solid.
What has Michael been up to? That's what I wanted.
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
Shady stuff.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Shady stuff. He was no good. He was up to no good.
Game.
Although he kind of reformed towards the end, but by then it was too late.
Game.
Speaking of remakes and things that I hate.
Game.
Hollywood Reporter released a list of movies being redone by producers in the upcoming years.
Okay.
This is the next couple years. This is what we're going to see.
Okay.
New Romancing the Stone.
Nope.
Do we need that? Do we need a remake of Romancing the Stone? How about Footloose? Well, we all knew that. Zac Efron was supposed to do that, but he backed out. Nightmare on Elm Street. We talked about that as well. Dune. The Karate Kid. Red Dawn. RoboCop. The Big Chill. Arthur. And Ghostbusters. All being remade.
Wow.
The latest. Yeah. And this is making me mental. This, I will go off. You think you haven't seen me until you see me after this.
Huh?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Nope.com.
In talks to play the roles.
Jim Carrey.
Tom Cruise as the Sundance Kid and John Travolta as Butch Cassidy. Does
that's just not good.
Sound horrible.
Yes, it does. And I can't wait.
Why are you bad?
I love bad.
But then you hate good.
I can't explain that.
You're a conundrum wrapped in a riddle, enveloped in an enigma.
If it's bad enough, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to see where Kevin comes down, because Kevin hates all old movies.
Right.
Once they get to a certain point, they can't be good anymore if they were made before some certain arbitrary date that he's made up.
Right.
So he's usually excited about the remakes because he doesn't want to see the old movies. But right. What do you do with a movie like Ghostbusters, Kevin? That is an old movie, but you profess it's your favorite movie of all time. Are you now excited that that old crusty version of Ghostbusters is out of the way and now we can have a new, better version?
Not really. No, I don't care about
really?
That
because that seems inconsistent.
Yeah. I've never claimed to be consistent.
But wait till Ghostbusters out with like Dane Cook and Ryan Reynolds. Oh, Kevin, you'll love it. It'll be so good. It'll be all modernized and it'll be cool.
We'll be able to say, thank God they got rid of that old bad Ghostbusters
right.
from the 80s because it's old and it can't be good.
All
so the
not,
new one's going to be better and I'm going to go see it.
All not funny and whatnot.
Russell Brand. It'll be all in 3D. And it'll be like crazy, wacky.
Why are you bad, America?
And Garfield will be in it. It'll be totally different.
Marmaduke will be their pet. It'll be awesome. Take a look at celebrity birthdays today, shall we? Bill Bellamy, comedian and actor.
He was one of the Bellamy brothers, if you remember.
I do.
Let Your Love Flow.
Pretty sure he was not one of the Bellamy brothers.
Guy. That's the guy.
It's two people laughing right now.
That's the lesser known Bellamy.
The Bellamy brothers. 44 years old today. Russell Crowe is 45 Woo! Years old today. Jackie Chan celebrates his 55th birthday. Francis Ford Coppola, one of the legendary movie directors of our time, is 70 years old. And Oates, of Hall and Oates, celebrates his 60th birthday today. Oates really got the S-E end of the stick, in my opinion. He really sort of got the short shrift.
Was he not the talented one?
He was the guy with the mustache who kind of just danced in the background in all the videos.
Sweet!
Oates was like the Andrew Ridgely.
Yes,
of,
very much
Hall
so.
And Oates.
Wow.
I always felt bad for Oates. I'm just saying, give Oates a chance.
I'm saying.
That's what John Lennon always used to say, too.
That's what he said.
His famous song. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Well, if you want a good Liz, read this.
What is it?
A list I made in the fifth grade of the things I wanted to have done by the time I turned 50.
Oh, my God, this is adorable. Go to Disneyland, ride in an airplane, kiss Peggy Fleming.
Done, and oh boy, done.
There's only one left. Be friends with Batman.
There's still a couple of hours. Jonathan,
Could you get Adam West's agent on the phone, please?
Not necessary. He's right here in the studios of the world-famous K-Rock this morning. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the great Adam West joins us. Good morning, Mr. West.
That is the same list I wrote in fifth grade. Isn't that weird?
Same list you wrote today.
And look at me now, friends with Batman.
That's right. How are you, Adam?
Is even longer.
Yes, it is. And less things have been checked off than Alec Baldwin's list in 30 Rock.
Well, you'll never get another thing, Ralph. Your basement is too crammed.
Now, Adam.
Kevin.
TV's original Batman, 1966.
Yes.
Ralph, of course, we've documented on this program, is way obsessed with the show. How many people like Ralph are there where it doesn't matter so much that you're on Family Guy and you're on 30 Rock and you're in movies all the time? So really, it's about the original Batman. How many people are like that? Do you run in one?
Yeah.
Just me.
Just Ralph.
Now, the other stuff is great. The other stuff is great. I mean, I love Family Guy.
Right.
You know, and I get to do Family Guy from time to time.
Right.
So we got that in common.
But on the list of important things that you've done, you peaked in 1969? When was
66 to 68.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you peaked
for
him.
He didn't peak. That was just where I first became aware of him.
Kevin, I don't like your choice of words.
Why?
Exactly.
I mean, for him.
Peak?
I think
he
it's insulting, frankly.
I think you still haven't peaked.
Well, you're right.
Maybe I'm saying this poorly.
This morning. we're all peaking. It's like tweeting.
Yeah, it is. We're tweeting and peaking.
We're peaking and twatting.
Wait. Tweet? What are you talking about? That's the past tense of tweet.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, of course.
Forgive Kevin for being a bonehead, but it seems to me, Mr. West, that you're busier today than you've almost ever been. It's crazy how much work you're doing at this point.
It's good, though, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, I've got to pay the mortgage.
That's all true.
Sure. And you know, I'll tell you, an actor to be wanted, and, you know, when you get stuff submitted and you start to cook with it, it's a marvelous thing.
Well, mm-hmm. I guess that what has happened now for you in the past, I don't know, 10, 20 years, is that guys like me who grew up watching you on Batman, who started to appreciate how good you were on that show, are now in positions where they can hire you. These are guys who have grown up and gotten into entertainment business, and now they're bringing you on to do 30 Rock and Family Guy and stuff like that. That's probably why you're so busy, right?
Well, Ralph, I think that's part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Do you
remember when Seth MacFarlane called you? Do you remember how that came together with Family Guy the first time you talked to him?
Well, Seth had written a pilot for me, and I think he remembered the pilot and our working together and thought that we got along fine and had the same comic sensibilities, and he called, and I said, yeah, it was that simple.
Now you're the mayor of Quahog. For all these years.
Isn't that wonderful? I'm running again. Graft corruption. Vote for me, please.
One of the strangest things, and The Family Guy, by the way, may be the funniest show on television. I think it's my favorite comedy on television. But one of the strangest things they've ever done was a couple of weeks ago where you made, I think, your first ever live-action appearance on The Family Guy.
Yeah, that was really fun.
You were in jammies, if I'm not mistaken.
Say it again?
You were in jammies. You were wearing pajamas.
Oh, jammies.
Yeah, jammies. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Pajamas. I didn't understand
the
term. It's like peaking. Jammies and peaking. I've learned something else.
And we found out that you and Rob Lowe lived together.
Kevin, I was wearing jammies, and Rob Lowe was wearing jammies, and we were in bed. Not together, but we
separate
were...
Separate beds.
Separate beds.
Right.
And separate tables. And anyway, so we did a live-action scene for Family Guy, and I guess they'll blend that with the animation.
They did, yeah.
And very I think it turned out very funny.
Bean, you have some of that audio?
I do. Check this out. Now, Ralph, set up the scene before we get to see Rob and Adam West in separate beds.
Well, the premise is Peter Griffin is imagining what the universe is like for him and his family. And so they start on Peter and his family, and then they pull back and they pull back and they pull back from planet Earth and then through the Milky Way galaxy, then through the universe. And we get to see where the universe of Family Guy really lives. And it turns out that the entire Family Guy universe is a speck on the lampshade of Adam West and Rob Lowe in their studio apartment where they live together.
Where they are a happy
couple. Did you hear that?
Happy couple.
Hear what?
I swear I heard something.
Oh, Adam, we have been over and over this. There is nothing under your bed. There is nothing in the closet. There are no such things as monsters. All right?
All right, I guess.
Good. Now, try to go to sleep, because we got to get up in the morning and make movies. We're big Hollywood actors.
Yeah, we are.
Little fist bump, and then they turn off the lights. How long have you and Rob Lowe been living together? I didn't know you guys were roomies. That's great. Congratulations.
No one knows.
Well, they know now.
Yeah, right.
Now
yeah.
that's out.
It's just, it's so bizarre.
That's why
there's
I'm
no,
here to tell the folks, of course.
The length
Rob Lowe and I are living together.
Well, I heard you got a place in Palm Springs now. It's starting to make a lot more sense.
You've heard about that.
Yeah.
That we you have moved? Large
Ralph
gates.
Told us.
Yeah. Yes.
They won't stop Ralph, though.
No, they won't stop
He's
me.
Got it all mapped out already.
That's mm-hmm. right. I'm mm-hmm. going to catapult. I gotta put my way into the front yard.
Ralph, has Mr. West been over to the new place since you've moved the Bat Museum?
He hasn't seen the new museum yet, no. Of course, the old museum, we shot that TV Land TV show right, in together. Right. But I've since purchased a new home, and there's a whole brand new museum you'll have to stop by.
You
and see
needed
sometime.
A larger home for the museum.
I did. We you had did. To upgrade, uh-huh. yes. So I've now got my own secret entrance and everything. It's quite great, the fantasy Ralph. Life I have, yeah, Adam, I'll tell
I
you.
I want to come over and see that.
And that's the only thing in that room, right, is all Batman stuff,
that's
nothing
all,
else.
Just one room is just dedicated to Adam and Batman, yeah.
I'm so grateful, Ralph.
Wow. How is Ralph's collection compared to your own, Adam?
It's stupendous.
Yeah, but Adam's got
because
know, the real
I
stuff.
Have I have nothing except one old cape that's tattered.
Oh, that's just not true.
I don't think that's true.
I have audio from the DVD commentary. Ralph, you need to tell us what that is. But then yeah, I have him.
You want to take a break?
Okay, we can do that. Because, but then yeah. we have him talking about his memorabilia. In
yeah, because I want to talk about the new DVD. That Adam has planned, because there's a lot of fans like myself who are tired of waiting for the TV show to come out on DVD. It's caught up in some legal wranglings, and we don't know if we'll ever see it. But Adam has taken another step, and he is going to give us the commentary for every episode of Batman, and it's all going to be available to us very shortly.
But only the commentary, not the actual
it's
not
the
show, right?
Adam talking about the show, yeah.
But we can maybe sync that up with the poorly dubbed versions we bought of eBay of the Batman TV series, right?
Yeah, it'll be like Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz. We'll sync
right,
it up
exactly.
and it'll all come clear to us. At
all
that
right,
point.
We will take a quick break. Adam West is here.
Ralph Garman is here with his boyhood idol, Adam West, TV's Batman, in the studios of the world-famous K-Rock this morning with so much going on with Mr. West right now. And as we took a break a moment ago, Adam, you were starting to tell us about this new plan you have because of the fact that you can't get the original Batman series out on DVD, as millions of fans around the world want. What's going on with that, first of all? What is the holdup, if you know?
Well, I'm not sure, because, you know, I'm not privy to some of the economic meetings
right.
at
mm-hmm.
Warner's and other places. But I guess they haven't been able to release, as you said, the series.
Right.
So I decided on my own to go ahead and do all 120 episodes, acting every part.
No.
You know,
the one-man show.
I like it.
No, what I'm doing is sitting before a camera as if the camera is the audience, and it is. And one-on-one, I tell all the secrets, all the backstage stuff, as much information as I possess about every episode of the series, all 120 episodes.
Wow.
And I think it worked pretty well.
But then we're going to have to, when it finally does come out, we're going to have to get it so that we can watch the videos you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, if you're a fan and you know the episodes, you know what he's talking about.
Oh, so you
about.
Don't even need it.
No, it's Adam in front of the camera talking, you know, extemporaneously about
the
show.
Well, no, you don't need it, but I think it's a wonderful accompaniment to it.
Sure,
eventually.
Sure,
you have
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And,
now, let me ask you this, Adam.
It's called Adam West Naked.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Which concerns me a little bit.
Whoa.
Well, it concerns me
and excites
too.
You as well.
Saw the legs.
Is it is it literally, or do you wear a robe or something?
No,
is
it's just something? The unvarnished.
Oh, okay. I think we have a little taste of it, don't we, Kevin?
We do. This first clip is him in his basement talking about his memorabilia. Yeah.
We're down in my basement because I didn't want any interference. I wanted to have a chance to have a little visit with you about Batman privately, and look at some of my stuff, like the Batman cowl. I've got so much memorabilia from those years as Batman. So what I decided to do, and I don't think we're going to be disturbed by a director, the gardener, anyone, I set up these cameras so that we could have a little visit.
And then that's when he takes off his clothes. And
no, he
doesn't.
Adam West
naked, right.
That's when the naked thing
no,
goes in.
No, it doesn't.
Adam, are you the type of person who has pretty sharp memories of each individual episode and what was going on with the guest stars and the plot line, everything like that? Because I got to tell you, Kevin and I could not tell you in any kind of detail about a show we did a month ago. And you're talking about shows from the 60s. What do you remember from that period? A lot?
Not really. But what I had to do was look at my book.
Right.
Yeah. Back to the Batcave.
Sure.
And leaf through that. And then it kind of refreshed me. And
you did that like 15 years ago? Something?
The book?
14,
the book.
The book?
I think 11 or 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're close.
All right. So you read your book and then you videotape yourself talking about the information that was in your book about the TV show that's not there.
What did you say?
Is that correct?
That
I'm
is correct.
Sure,
whatever
I think
that
right.
was.
Yeah. I think that's correct.
No, but you're right, Kevin.
It's the first time the commentary and the TV show have been offered separately. That's all. It's it's groundbreaking.
Now, what's the distribution plan for this, Adam? Is it AdamWest.com or you got somewhere else to go?
Well, we've been entertaining offers about release and marketing and distribution, but I'm thinking now maybe I'm going to do it myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not?
Put it on AdamWest.com and a few other places, K-Rock and
my house.
Exclusive.
You just come by and watch my house. Yeah.
Okay. Well, definitely keep us posted. Let us know when those start showing up, because that does sound like a – I mean, obviously, that's a project that Batman fans are going to want to know about.
Thank you.
Super Capers is the new film in theaters, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Came out a couple weeks ago. Family film. It's about a group of misfit superheroes kind of finding their way. And from what I can tell, I haven't seen the film yet, but what I can tell from the trailer, you were sort of the godfather of superheroes, kind of teaching them how to stay on the path of righteousness.
Well, Ralph, what I did was convert the Batmobile to a taxi cab.
I've seen that.
With
yes.
air conditioning and so on. And drive the young lead around who's trying to be a superhero.
Okay.
And to go with him on a few of his misadventures.
And who better to learn from than you?
Well.
And also, you know, it's that time of year again when we have to put you up for consideration for the star on the Walk of Fame, you know.
Well, I have several now.
Several stars?
Sure.
On the Walk of Fame in Hollywood?
Well, I was told that I did, that I had.
No, I'm pretty sure you
really?
Don't have one.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That was Fontana.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do have a star in Fontana, yes.
That's very different.
One in West Covina as well. But we're trying for the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We're going to shoot for that. So we're going to submit your name again this year and see if we can't get you that star, because it's so well-deserved, I think, in my opinion.
Thank you, Ralph.
Now, we submitted last year. What was the – did they even answer? I mean, do they even have to get back and say –
They don't. They release the list of people that they have decided to give that honor to, and if your name's on the list, you win. If it's not, then it's better luck next year. So we're trying
to – You have to
again.
Resubmit.
We have to resubmit this year, and we'll see what happens. Yeah.
We were very disappointed. Of course, Ralph put an awful lot of time into the campaign last year, Adam, as you remember, and you were kind enough to come on with us a couple times. We were very disappointed that it didn't go, but I feel super hopeful this year, and partly because, you know, you're – You're freaking Adam West. How can they not give you a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Well, I mean, they probably heard that I was tight with the buck.
It is a few bucks to have it put in, but we're going to cover that. We're going to take care of
Ralph,
that for you.
You are?
Yes, we're going to pick up the cost.
How many of these shows do I have to do?
Just all of them for the rest of the year?
You are full time. You are going to do traffic starting Monday, Adam.
You'll have to be our new newsman.
Yeah.
But Ralph has been working quietly behind the scenes to make sure that we get a little more star power in our campaign. Maybe that'll do the trick. But it's a fine line. Didn't you learn this last year, Ralph, from people that you talked to, that it's a fine line between being persistent yet not turning them off with how much we want this to happen, right?
Yeah, the committee.
It's delicate.
The committee, as you can imagine, is besieged with people who want this honor every year, and so there is a fine line, being as you mentioned, between really. Pursuing it aggressively and then getting on their nerves.
Right.
And I think they prefer that you do it sort of quietly and don't put too much public pressure on them as the thing goes along. So we're being more subtle about
really
it this year.
Really being quiet about it
yes,
now, aren't
you? Can
you
tell.
With your
yes.
millions of listeners.
Yes. Okay. My big mouth talking about it, yes.
This is us sneaking it through.
This is us being quiet.
Well, I mean, I think what Ralph is saying is we're not organizing a campaign where we have people standing out in front of their offices with signs, and we're not doing anything like that.
I mean, we're just... Why not? He wants to know.
Because we don't want to tick them off. We don't want to tick them off. We want them to like us. And so we're going to be very subtle this year and very respectful and hope that they see their way fit. Because now that the Village People have their star, I think Adam's next in line.
That was the last?
I think that was the last one in front of Adam in line, I think, was the Village People. And then Adam West was right after that.
How many spots are left?
I'm not sure.
That's a good question.
I think it goes around the corner now.
Would it be? Would it mean something to you? Would it be significant to you to get that star on the Walk of Fame? Is it something that you want?
Oh, I don't give a damn.
Okay. Yes. All right. I like the low key.
That's the kind of commitment we were looking for.
I like the low key. I like the you don't care thing.
I really think it's much more important to some of us fans than it is to Adam. I don't think
it's
Adam
really not
cares.
Important to you.
No, no, not really. The fans are important. And yeah. This is what the fans want.
Well, this is what Ralph wants. I'll tell you that right now.
All
right.
I want it.
All right. Real quick before we go, what's new on AdamWest.com? What can your fans look forward to if they hit the site today?
I'm not sure. We're still working on it. It's been 12 years. And
12 years?
Well,
okay.
Actually, work in progress.
What we have our information and appearance dates. And pictures, posters, things maybe no one's ever seen except Ralph in the basement.
Yeah. You ever have to call Ralph and go, I need some more stuff for my collection? Would you mind parting with a few items?
I haven't yet, but that's a very good idea, okay. Kevin.
We can go into business together.
Absolutely.
How about that?
We stand out in the corner here and sell old utility belts.
West End Sun.
The off-ramp of the 10 freeway.
That's right. We could have oranges and roses and capes. How about that?
Wow. I sell my hand from Family Guy.
That's right.
That's quite a business. Family Guy, of course, Sundays at 9 o'clock on Fox. Adam West is the mayor on that program, one of the funniest shows on TV.
It really is. And so you're so funny on it.
Well, so are you,
Ed,
Ralph.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Super
funny.
Capers.
I'm really
in
funny
theaters
on that,
now.
Too. On that Family Guy, I'm good.
Super Capers in theaters and Adam West naked. On a DVD player coming soon.
Look out.
Yeah, exactly.
I rented that this past weekend, by the way. It's already out.
Is
I got
it
news
really?
For you. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, Adam. Thanks for coming in. We always love having you.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. That's the next one. Guitar Hero Damian Marley. It's going to be coming out very soon.
I don't think that's likely. Congratulations to April Thomas from Long Beach listening to the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. She just picked up a copy of the Metallica Guitar Hero for Xbox 360. And how about this? Tickets to see Metallica at the Honda Center in December. Yes, December 10th at the Honda Center is the actual date of the show. You didn't hear that wrong. Tickets are going on sale this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Your chance to win coming up from the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, let's say good morning to Adam Sessler. He, of course, is the managing editor of X-Play on G4 and also the host of that program. Hey, Adam.
Hey there, how are you guys?
Very good, thank you.
Good to talk to you again. It's been a while. Speaking of the Guitar Hero Metallica, this is the latest in the long line of single band games for Guitar Hero. What do you think of it? Have you played it?
Yes, I have. I mean, this is one of those ones that I've been waiting for because, you know, in terms of guitar playing, Metallica is kind of, you know, they're the virtuosos. The
right.
idea of being able to replicate that is quite exciting. It's a little bit easier than some Metallica songs that have appeared on other Guitar Heroes, but that just really makes it all the more accessible, because I think for some people, it's not a little overwhelming to try to do what they do.
Yeah, playing some of the Metallica songs on some of the other versions were a little difficult for me, so I moved on to easier stuff.
Yes. I think everyone can feel good about themselves when playing Guitar Hero Metallica.
All right, excellent.
Those are hilarious commercials, by the way, that they're doing for the Guitar Hero Metallica. If you've seen them on the TV, they're so funny. It's just, it's weird. It's still weird for me to see the new, like, comedy Metallica, the guys that are, like, with a sense of humor. It's just not what you're used to from them.
Yeah, I had the exact same reaction. Of course, the first one I saw was actually the one designed just for the NCAA tournament.
Yes, so the coaches, right.
And that was even more surreal because that just didn't seem to be two worlds that ever really communicated with one another.
Yeah, you think? Here's, exactly. Here's one of the promos that they're running for.
Who wouldn't want to be a rock star?
You're playing our riffs, you're playing my guitar solos, my licks.
Probably as close to feeling what we feel as you could get.
Metallica's got a giant catalog.
Go back and explore history and catch up again.
Good luck, or good riddance.
That is out right now on for Wii and Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 2. Resident Evil 5 has come out since the last time we talked to you. Adam, what's the deal on this one?
Well, it wraps up what has been a very long series of games. There's probably going to be more future Resident Evil games, but sort of a storyline that started back in the middle 90s has finally been resolved in this game. It's an interesting game, though not an excellent game, I would say. It involves co-op. You actually have an AI partner if you're playing by yourself, that's controlled by the computer, or you can play with a friend. Problem is, if you play by yourself, which I think many people are going to do, that artificial intelligence isn't too intelligent. And it can make the game unnecessarily challenging because you're going to have to play it taking into account what the other character might do. if you're playing with a friend, it is quite a blast. There's some very, very interesting scenarios in the game that are a lot of fun to play.
All right. Tell us about the Nintendo DSi system. Tell us about that coming out.
Well, that just came out. I think it was midnight between Saturday and Sunday. It's pretty much your standard DS. It's a little bit lighter. The screen's a little bit better. The big difference is this one comes with a camera. And there are games that are going to be made available both to download onto the system and to purchase. They'll take advantage of that camera. One of the ones they have right now is a WarioWare game where it tells you to do certain motions to the camera, and if you do it right, you then move on to the next stage.
So the camera's watching you, the player?
Yes, well, and there's also a camera where you can take photos of other people and manipulate them. But, yeah, there's a camera both on the outside and on the inside of the system.
I got you.
Interesting. We're talking to Adam Susser, the host and managing editor of X-Play on the G4 channel. I got a question for you, Adam. So much noise was made after the Monsters vs. Aliens had that huge, huge weekend a couple weekends ago, and people are saying, okay, now we're at the point where people have to put out these kinds of movies in 3D. Is there any kind of visual revolution like a 3D that you see ahead for gaming?
Well, you know, ever so often, actually, I was just at an event called the Game Developers Conference, and that's one where you tend to see sort of new innovations in technology. There's been interest. We've had people on the show from NVIDIA who makes graphics cards and graphics chips, and they are trying to set something up with 3D glasses so you can play the game in 3D. Personally, I don't know if that's actually necessary, because just the act of playing a game, It feels very immersive, and
right.
I don't know if I would actually improve the experience by having something sort of jump out at me. In fact, it might actually get in the way of my being able to play it right.
Well, that could be, yeah. But so there's not a big push for that. There's
not yet.
Okay.
Having said that, I bet I'm going to eat my words in about 5 months.
No.
Is there anything else that is going to be new in the world of gaming in terms of, you know, something like that you're hoping for, that you've heard about and sounds intriguing to you?
Well, you know, there was something that was revealed at the Game Developers Conference called OnLive. And this is very interesting. It's not just a service or a console, but more or less, you'll be able to play video games not on your laptop or your TV or your computer at home, but you're playing off of their server, which has all the most up-to-date equipment, and it has amazing streaming technology.
Interesting.
So really, despite what's actually inside of your computer, as long as you have a monitor and a keyboard, you can play video games. So have a monthly service fee, and then you'll purchase or rent the games in addition to that.
And it'll look way better than it would if you had a kind of a crappy or an old computer.
Exactly. So it's only using the monitor and not the hardware inside of your laptop.
How about
that? That's interesting. That's kind of like people who pay to, you know, have access to a music library, like on a Pandora site or something.
Yes,
like that.
Exactly.
Interesting idea. All right, last question for you, Adam. Anything new that's out that maybe didn't get the big publicity? It's not a name game, but it's something that you would recommend to the K-Rock listeners that they should check out.
If you want to see something, especially if you have a Wii, and I imagine a lot of people do out there,
yeah,
there's a game that came out called Mad World, which is unlike anything else you're going to find on the Wii. It is for adults only in every way possible. You're kind of in, like, the Running Man, and you're in a contest where you have to find the most creative ways to kill these bad guys. And that's like sticking a caution sign through their head and putting them in tires, putting them in a burning barrel.
I like it.
And also the way that it looks, it's very stark black and white, like the Sin City movie. So it looks like no other game. And really, the ideas behind it are unlike any other game out there. But once again, it is filled with profanity and blood and gore, and so it is definitely for the adult set.
What's the name of that one again?
It's called Mad World.
Mad World, okay.
When does Grand Theft Auto Chinatown come out? Is that already out?
That is already out.
Already
that
out.
Is an excellent portable game. So if you're planning a long flight, you can get lost in that and never know how much time is passing.
Fantastic. That's the best case scenario. And last question for me, what is big that's on the horizon? What's coming up in the next month or two?
Well, we kind of have a slow period of time right now. There's been so many good games that came out at the beginning of the year, which is unlike any other year I can think of. It's going to slow down a little bit, and we're going to see it ramp up in June. One game that I'm very excited about is for the PlayStation 3, and it's called Infamous. You can play a good guy or a bad guy, which we're kind of used to in these days. But because of a horrible accident, you sort of have the power of electricity.
Oh.
And you become kind of a superhero with these powers, or you can become sort of an anti-hero with these powers. And it's the way that you sort of manipulate the environment and all the metal in that environment to help have that current of electricity work. It it's very creative. I think there's a great deal of potential in it.
Fantastic.
I know from time to time we offer up a name of somebody who has the best job in the world, but I'd like to say officially now, it's got to be Adam Antessa. I mean, and I know that you're aware of that and you appreciate that, but Adam, every time I talk to you, I think that's what this dude does for a living. It's pretty incredible. All right.
I have to play the bad games.
Yeah.
Well, that's There is that. But that's like eating bad pizza or banging bad chicks. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's a good point.
It's still better than a real job. All right, g4tv.com is the website. What time is the show on, Adam?
Well, you can find the show on at 6:30 or 8 o'clock weekdays.
All right. Fantastic. Adam Sessler, always great to catch up with you, dude. Thank you.
Always good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We're going
to
debut a new feature called Why Does Kevin Hate? Coming up after the news today. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Can we debut a new feature called Why Do I Hate Kevin?
No, that's
all
different.
Can we do that new feature?
Well, let's do one at a time.
My all-time lifetime hero is in the studio.
Yeah.
And you tell him he peaked in 1966.
Nope.
Right to his face.
I didn't say that.
I wept when I heard that.
You
it hurt
peaked
me.
In what, 66?
Didn't say that at all.
You've seen the light. Do we have to go to the tape?
Go to the tape.
We will go to the tape.
Let's bet on it then. What I said was, for you, for Ralph, he peaked in 66.
Oh,
and everything since then,
I'll
bet you $100 that's what I said.
All right, well, we'll take a listen.
All right.
Because it sure sounded like to a lot of people, including Adam West, you said you peaked in 1966.
You made an old man cry today, Kevin. That's what we're saying.
Ralph's favorite thing that he's done is 1966 Batman. So everything since then, that's what I was saying.
But isn't that another way of saying to a lot of people, you haven't done anything good since 1968? I mean, isn't it? You can understand how it sounds that way, though, to the person who's working.
It's very possible that I said it poorly. Let's be honest. But I was trying to say Ralph's favorite thing about what you did.
You were trying to say, my bad. Not his.
Yeah.
Okay.
That you care more about what he did in 66 than anything else he's done since. That's all.
I wish it had come across that way.
Sorry. Sometimes I don't speak well.
No.
Look, Neil Armstrong did a lot of great things, but people are always going to remember that he walked on the moon. It's the same thing with Adam West. It doesn't matter what else he does. There can only be one original TV's Batman. I mean, that's always going to be the high point of his life. But you don't necessarily have to rub his face in.
I didn't try to do that.
All I know is he left here in tears.
Oh, that's ugly.
That's good for you. If that's how you roll,
that's not.
Then that's fine. That's how you like to be. That's how you live your life.
That's not how I live my
life. That's cool, man. Whatever. Whatever for you.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I do have tickets to give away. I will be doing so for the next couple weeks to the Paley Fest 09. This is the festival.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Don't think we do.
We don't yet. Okay.
This is the television festival run by the Paley Center for Media, which of course used to be known as the Museum of Television and Radio. And these tickets are for, I think this may be the first time that the Paley Festival has ever dedicated an evening to the cast and creators of an internet show as opposed to a television show. This show is Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Yeah.
This is from the Twisted Mind of Joss Whedon, who gave us, of course, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly and so many other quality projects. So what's the latest one now? It's
Dollhouse.
That's it, yeah. Anyway, if you're a big fan of this show, and I know so many people are, stars Neil Patrick Harris, of course, as Dr. Horrible, who is trying to win over his true love as well as become an aspiring supervillain. And he's always thwarted by the same damn hero in his life. What's the name of that hero? That's my trivia question. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First person through with the right answer.
We have a winner.
Wins a pair of tickets to spend an evening with the cast and creators of Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. Thanks
I don't
to,
even know
the
what
Paley
that
Center.
Is.
Okay. You don't need to know what it is. You just need to pipe down what you need to do.
Oh, no.
Yes. See House last night?
No.
Oh, yes. So good.
It was unexpected.
Unexpected, tragic, and so good.
Was there a guest? Did you say there was a guest on it last night?
Yeah, Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Who was amazing. Turned in a tremendous performance last night as an actor.
Well, how can you doubt that after seeing him in Spice World? You knew he had the chops, Ralph.
This may be the best role he's ever had.
Are we still talking about Meatloaf?
He was amazing last night in the show.
That's
but anyway,
show.
one of the major characters, don't give it away for those of you who TiVo, but one of the major characters died last night out of nowhere, out of the blue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it House?
Freaked out. Yeah, it's weird.
Wow.
Now the show's going to be called Cuddy. It's just going to be footage of her sitting at a desk.
I like
not
it.
Nearly
Mike
as
would
exciting.
I would watch that.
It would be, you know, if I had a camera under the desk.
We saying. Have a winner, believe it or not.
Will you stop saying
we do.
That?
We really do. This time, we have Jeremy in Temple City.
Jeremy?
Captain Hammer.
Captain Hammer was indeed the The arch nemesis of Dr. Horrible was Captain Hammer. Congratulations. You're going to spend the evening with the cast and creators of Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll give you all the details.
Scared by Jeremy.
He was very forceful
very
with that Captain
excited
Hammer.
With Captain Hammer.
That was my nickname in high school, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Why are you making that noise? Please stop.
It's me dropping the hammer.
Yeah!
Fox News columnist Roger Friedman has been fired by Fox.
How come?
Because he reviewed the illegally downloaded version of X-Men Origins Wolverine last week.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
Really?
He reviewed the download, the illegal download. He works for Fox News. Fox is... The company that released Wolverine is going to release it.
And they were super angry.
So angry that that reached the internet. So he reviewed the film based on the illegally downloaded internet version that he watched.
May have been the wrong decision.
Do you think? What's this idiot thinking?
He went beyond that to say things like, well, I don't know why anyone would leave to go to the movies when you can just watch them at home. I mean, he was really like pumping up the piracy.
And it's easy how to do it, too. Here's how I illegally downloaded it. Like, gave people steps how they could find their favorite films illegally.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like he was just all dosed up on cough medicine or something.
It's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
It was a dumb idea.
Wow.
So he was fired.
What a surprise.
So don't do that, people. And lastly, if you want to see Kiss tour this fall.
Yeah.
That's right, Kiss is still touring this fall.
Yeah.
They're having a contest on Kiss.com. Where you have to vote for your city to be included in the tour. If your city doesn't get enough votes from local KISS fans, they're not going to put you on the tour. How about that? That'll teach you.
Wow.
That's a weird way to plan a tour, isn't it?
Yeah. Apparently the site is actually eventful.com/KISS, and you have to get a certain number of votes or else your city will not be included on the tour.
Seems like a lot of work to see a show.
Gene Simmons, why are you making people jump through hoops just to see KISS live in concert? Why are you doing
that? Well, for the first time, we're going to make the fans of KISS carry the load of the work that we do before we prepare for a tour. Speaking of carrying the load.
Yeah. We all saw that coming. We all saw that coming. I have a real quick email to get to real quick before we get to celebrity birthdays. I hope you don't mind getting this in, because this is sort of celebrity news as well. I don't know if you've heard about Farrah Fawcett, the original Charlie's Angel.
Yes.
Who is battling cancer. Currently, apparently, her situation is much better than we were originally led to believe.
Oh, good.
She is not at death's door.
Good.
She apparently has a hematoma that had to be operated on due to one of the procedures that she had worked on. That's why she's in the hospital.
Okay.
And she's being expected to be released soon. And she still does have the cancer that she's battling. It has metastasized, apparently, into her liver, which is not great news. But she is not nearly in critical condition as we were originally led to believe. So I got this email from a doctor, Jennifer Lamar. Dr. Jennifer writes, Ralph, I heard you reporting yesterday about Farrah Fawcett and her battle with cancer. I'm not sure if you know or not, but Farrah has been receiving experimental treatment in Germany that involves immersing her body in unguents and ointments that have been derived from stem cell technology. As a doctor myself, I've been closely following this story, and reportedly the treatments have been effective and are mostly painless, except when Farrah is immersed in this viscous fluid, it will occasionally sting her if she doesn't keep her eyes closed tightly. So the only discomfort she feels is when the goo trickles in Farrah's eyes.
I've got goo trickles in Farrah's eyes. Won't you pack your bags for me tonight? I said goo trickles in Farrah's eyes. That's right. Goo trickles in Farrah's eyes.
What is this, Horseville? Because I am surrounded by naysayers.
Wordplay.
The goo trickles in Farrah's eyes.
You know,
where's
Ralph?
Gene Simmons?
Hey, you know, Ralph, in 1974, I saw the goo trickle in Farrah's eyes.
All right, all right.
Thank you for that.
See, that goo trickles in Farrah's eyes.
Yeah. Well done, doctor.
That was spectacular.
That was a good one.
It
not
was
a doctor
timely.
Bee.
It was concise. It was succinct. It was sharp as a razor's edge.
Strong. And it made sense, which most of them don't, because there's no such thing as carrot pie.
Carrot pie, by the way, totally exists, and I will send you all the recipe for carrot pie if you don't believe me. And you'll be serving it at your Easter dinner.
Can't wait for that.
This weekend. Today's celebrity birthdays, Bill Bellamy, Last Comic Standing, Fastlane. He's 44 years old today. Russell Crowe turns 45. Jackie Chan.
Hey.
He's 55. John Oates. Of Hall and Oates, as they say in Philadelphia. Hall and Oates. He is 60 years old today, and movie director Francis Ford Coppola celebrates his 70th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Welcome to the jungle. Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
This is Doug McKagan.
Is back with a new album called Sick in stores today. Welcome to the studio, please. Not only Duff, but Mike Squires from the band as well. Hey, you guys, how are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good to see you. Congratulations on new record coming out.
Today is release day, as a matter of fact.
So it's got to be exciting, right?
Happy release day.
Full release.
Happy release. I like it. Happy release day.
Yeah.
This, we got so much we got to talk to you about. Have we ever had Duff on the program before, Kevin? Do you remember? Have we talked to you at all before, Duff?
I think
maybe VR
or VR might have been
could
the
be.
Show. Maybe I was on here with Neurotic Outsiders.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That.
Yeah, what's the deal with you? How come you can't keep a band together? Why do you have 30 bands on your resume? What's
it
that
is,
about?
It is all my fault. They blame it on others, but it's me. You know, I don't know. Guns, you know, ran its course.
Sure.
Because I think it was one of those things that young guys, the band blew up, as we all know, and there was no instruction manual or how-to video on what was going to happen. And
seems like it was get out or die, basically.
Yeah,
one of those situations where it's just impossible to keep going that way.
Yeah, we didn't have any sort of, you know, quote unquote tools to deal with the things that happened to us. And but in saying all that, it was an amazing. The glass is half full for me. It was an amazing thing that we achieved, and you know, the first time, as a matter of fact, K-Rock played our demo. It was the first station ever played Guns
and Roses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and but it was an amazing run, it was one of those things that just happened too quick, too big. Yeah.
You seem like I could be dead wrong on this, but the impression that I always got is you were the smart one. And more often than not, the sober one compared to a bunch of other people in your band, which had to be enormously frustrating for you.
I was absolutely not the sober one.
Not the sober
No.
one. All right.
My pancreas went in 94.
it just checked out?
To kind of prove that fact, yeah.
So you got smart. You got to become the smart one after that then. That's when you wised up.
That is correct. You know, I think in the first, up until about 90, I held it together pretty well.
It's a long time considering how big that band was, right?
Yeah, I mean, I held together as far as I wasn't sober, but I was not all the way across the line. Somewhere around 91, I think, during the Illusions tour is when I really started to escalate the drug intake and the right. alcohol intake. And, you know, and that you can only keep that level, the level I had, championship level,
right,
for a few years, and so
you're a
world
class athlete for so long.
I was world class, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, before we move on to many other things, do you talk to Steven Adler, and how's he doing since the last time we saw him on the Celebrity Rehab?
I do talk to him, and I love Steven. To let's get that straight first,
okay.
And I've always looked at that guy as since I met him. Back in 84 when I moved down here to Hollywood, he's like a little brother guy. Mm-hmm. I got sober in 94, and my life, I didn't look back when I got sober. I just moved forward and found some, I needed to survive, and
of
I was
course.
Hanging on for life. And Steve and I really just went two different directions.
Right.
And,
I can understand that.
We talk. Couple times a year. It's not we hang out.
I'll tell you, watch him on that show, and I don't know if you watch the show, probably not, but he seems like he's a genuinely good guy, but just wrecked.
Yeah.
Just fighting demons.
Just
yeah.
way wrecked. And it's kind of sad, you know, to watch that happen to him.
He had a brutal childhood. I think a lot of us did. It's what you do. He just never found the right way to get out of that. You can't sit there and blame your childhood when you're You got to get past it. You got to find a way.
Right. And at some point, it's on you. It's regardless of what happened. But it takes a long time for some people to ever get past that.
You well, know? Absolutely. I'm not discounting
any
of that. Right, yes. But you got to move on. And I think I have a feeling that he's finally found some people to help him and get past
it. I hope that's true. Duff, do you like being the leader of your own band, like in the case with Loaded, or do you more prefer to be in a situation like a Guns or a Velvet Revolver where you don't have to be, you know, the lead guy?
Yeah, I'm not really, even in Loaded, I'm not really the leader. I mean, in my experience, the best bands and the best outcomes of are the sum of its parts, and using the best parts of each guy. And
right.
So Loaded, it is Duff McKagan's Loaded right now, just because I have the name recognition, and we just made the record that I think that'll get us through that threshold. We've never had exposure here in the States. We have exposure in Japan and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I think this record will, it's getting played on radio mm-hmm. across the United States, and it would be great if this band could go out and play 1,000-seat rooms. By the end of this album cycle, that's my goal, to play 1,000 or 1,200-seat rooms across the United States. We can already do that in Japan,
mm-hmm.
bigger, and Europe. And
have you you've done two other albums? Was that true or no?
We did.
For Loaded?
Here's the deal. Loaded started, after Guns for me, I went back to Seattle.
Right.
I went to Seattle U,
sure.
Albert School.
You.
I know. I'm looking at you, but you can't see me looking at you.
I can see you.
It's like I'm having a conversation with you. I went to Seattle U. And
is that the school down on Broadway Avenue? Is that the one?
Up on Capitol Hill. That's
Capitol Hill, yeah. By the way, why'd you fly all the way down there? You could have just come over to my house, Duff, done the interview from here.
Because you didn't invite me over to your house.
Well, next time. I didn't realize it.
He knows where your house is.
I'm going to TP that thing.
Yes.
Oh, that scares me.
He's friends with Sean from Alice in Chains, who lives literally next door to me. And what's the deal? I have to ask. What's the deal with Sean Civet? Why does he have a mountain lion living in his backyard? That concerns me sometimes, Duff, because I've got little dogs.
Yeah, he's got a lion.
He does. It's crazy, right?
What could go wrong with that?
And he has his new dog. Have you seen his new dog?
I've heard his new dog. I haven't seen his new dog.
New dog is great. New dog is trained. New dog speaks German.
Jukil?
Speaks
yes.
German?
New dog speaks German. That's
yes.
what you want. All right. I don't want to get off on a tangent. So Kevin was asking you about Loaded. You made two records before. So after Guns, you come back to Seattle, go back to school, and then how does Loaded happen?
That happens when I'm in school. I couldn't just stop playing music, and I saw Jeff Redding was playing in the drummer for Loaded was playing in Green Apple Quickstep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he and I started just kind of jamming around, and I was playing with Mark Lanigan up in Seattle and some other guys, some of the guys from the Presidents and so on and so forth, and just started recording songs with Jeff Redding and met Mike Squires sitting here to my left
mm-hmm.
and Jeff Rouse and made a record called Dark Days, and I was in school full-time having babies. Not me, my wife.
Having babies. Oh, okay.
My wife was. Okay. I was just there going to the store,
sure.
getting diapers and stuff. So we started playing gigs, and we made this record, and did the licensing deal myself with EMI for Japan. I was going to school, so I wanted to sort of practice what I was doing. And,
right.
And we went over to Japan and played a couple times, went to Spain and played. Sometime in the end of 2002 was when I came down to LA and did that gig with Slash and Matt Sorum, which was a benefit show for Randy Castillo, the drummer from Ozzy, who had mm-hmm. passed away. And that was sort of the birth of Velvet Revolver and VR.
That kind of put the Loaded on hold for a while you did some VR stuff.
It did. Loaded would still play a gig or two up in Seattle every year. Usually some sort of benefit show around Christmas. We always knew we were going to make a second record. I think it's pretty well documented what happened at the end of the last Velvet Revolver tour last spring.
Yeah.
It was a lot of drama.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I got into music in the first place. Just for the music, I'm the last eight kids. Everybody played something. I was sort of made to play drums or guitar or bass.
Didn't have a choice.
From when I remember, and I just had this love for, you know, Hendrix and the Stones and Sly and the Family Stone. And then punk rock happened right when I turned 13, and all of a sudden I had music of my own.
Right.
And was and last spring I started to lose touch with why did I get into music? Because it was just so much drama all the time.
You have been in two high drama situations now, really. I mean, that's pretty. That's a huge amount of drama for one person to deal with, especially for somebody that doesn't like drama.
I don't like drama. Yeah, I've learned a lot about the psychology of man, I think. I really have. You know,
I believe it.
I've been an observer of some very unique situations, social situations, and others. You know, some disturbing, dark things, and I hope I learn from this, and probably treat others better because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
true, Mike, or is he blowing smoke?
Yes, sir.
That was not a yes or answer, by the way. There were two questions there.
We have to take a break anyway. Duff McKagan is here with Duff McKagan's Loaded. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike.
I don't know. Mike.
I can't say anything. He'll beat me.
Yeah,
that's okay. All. That's what I was afraid of. The album is in stores today, by the way. It is called Sick. We are going to hear some of the new work when we return and talk more with Duff and Mike after this on the World Famous. By the way, pictures on the gossip sites yesterday of Billy Corgan with what is purported to be his new girlfriend, Tila Tequila. I don't know if you guys have seen those pictures.
Oh, that's not possible.
That's what it says. I know, right?
Wow.
Like, what's that deal? Duff McKagan is in our studio this morning with his good friend Mike Squires. They are in the band Duff McKagan's Loaded. Brand new album in stores today. It is called Sick. And I know we got some tracks that we're going to sample here in just a minute. But what was the news we just heard, Duff? Your guy just came in and told us what for people who are fans and want to buy the record today.
Okay, so yeah, we did this thing a couple weeks ago at my house in Seattle. We got a box of CDs to sign. It was we were told we were to sign 500 CDs, so we were expecting a box of 500 CDs. Of course, a box of 1,800 CDs showed
up. Sent
up.
Over a pallet.
It was nearly a pallet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there was a lot of comedy in four guys signing 500 CDs, but I guess I just found out now that they are in Best Buy's in L.A. That's
LA
where
area.
All 500 went. That's what my guy, quote unquote, just came in and
so if you want to pick it up, you can get a signed copy at Best Buy.
Yes,
that's pretty cool.
That's a good deal.
Signed in my living room at the house there, Manor McKagan up in Seattle.
Let's play some clips. The first song that is out is called Flatline. Here's a little bit of that.
Duff, do you do all the singing on the album?
I play everything on the record.
Like Prince.
Everything.
Just like Prince.
Just like Prince.
No.
I know that's not true.
That's not true. I sing and play rhythm guitar in the Loaded group.
Do you like
Sounds
singing?
Good.
Yeah. It's just, it's another thing I do. I mean, singing, when I grew up in Seattle playing in punk rock bands, I played guitar and sang in a bunch of bands. And then, of course, in Guns, with a lot of, you know. There was duets and there was songs that I sang because, you know, Axl needed a break. So
right.
I'd sing like Attitude. And so I made a record on my own in 93 and I went and toured it in 93 and 94. And then my pancreas burst.
Exploded.
I put an end to that. Neurotic Outsiders also in 96. Same thing. So it's nothing
it's
new.
It's not new
to me.
For you.
No.
Right. Here's a song called IOU. Well, I got to tell you, that sounds fantastic, and it's so exciting to get new rock music.
Yeah,
my God, I'm tired of playing some of the stuff we play a lot here, and it's hard. I mean, everyone here is so excited when there's something that's new that's rock.
Yeah, well, cool.
So difficult.
Yeah, I mean, radio now it's got to be tough because you got to play what you got to play, and sometimes you hear something new, and it's hard for, especially in America, I find that it's hard to. My 11-year-old daughter finds all this. She turns me on to MIA and stuff, you know, a year ago. And
right.
They find it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they find new music, but it's, you know, it used to be
the it's a radio. Lot more spread out. No, I know, I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's got to be frustrating. But thanks for the compliment on the music.
Here's a song called Mother's Day.
It's all quiet on Mother's Day. Your baby's grown and gone away. It's all quiet on Mother's Day.
Wow, that's a funny song. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
It's a what?
A funny song.
Well, yeah.
The album is sick. It is Duff McKagan's Loaded. We have a couple of more clips. This is a song called I See Through You.
Sounds like that'd be fun to play live. Is that the plan? You can tour it all summer?
We are a live rock group. That's what we do best. And
that's the most important thing about being in the band is playing live?
As a matter of fact, this band, we started recording this record last, say, August. And we wanted to go tour so bad, we booked a UK tour. And we kind of rushed some of the songs from the record onto an EP.
Right.
And put it out in the UK. And just went and played in Europe and the UK last fall. And then we got an offer to play a couple gigs in Japan. So we went straight over there and played. And then we kind of came back and finished the record.
How the best music is made, though, is rushing it. I will tell you, that's one thing I've learned.
No,
just get it out fast.
Yeah, this record was made for the main part in 9 days. And I think that urgency.
Wow.
When you don't have a big budget. And, you know, I've done both sort of.
Of course.
I've done huge budget records, and you sit around. I tell you, this is how it works. You got all this time. You work on the songs, and then you take a break, and you get sushi sent in.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? Let's go to...
I would never be able to function under those circumstances. I would play video games. I would, unless somebody's cracking the whip, I don't think I would ever finish a
History
project.
Channel's on all the time. And, you know, you can make great records with time. No doubt about it. But I mean, in my history, the records that were made with a tight budget and with a sense of urgency are the ones that I favor.
Right.
And this record, I got to tell you, it was because of sort of what was going on last spring and this, you know, getting back together with Mike and Jeff and the two Jeffs, and we started piecing songs together, and it instantly and suddenly out of nowhere became this really, really inspired piece of music, and maybe one of the most inspired things I've been a part of ever. Getting a lot of great feedback from the record,
mm-hmm.
you know, good reviews, whatever that means, who cares, but you know, people, you know, Q Magazine, who really doesn't like rock in Mojo. You know, they begrudgingly said, well, yeah, we like this record. And
they had to say it. They didn't have any choice.
I guess. And so
nice.
we're playing a bunch of gigs here in the States in April, May, and then we go over to Europe and do all the big festivals, Download and the big German ones, Rock'em Ring and Rock'em Park. And
good times.
Yeah, good times.
Well, we just wanted people to know it's out. That was what we were about, is get a chance to catch up with you and let people know that you're making new music and that it sounds great and that it's available today. And if you want to get an autographed copy, you got a good shot at that if you stop by one of the Southern California Best Buy stores, because they got writer's cramp signing those. You ought to go out and buy them. It's the least you can do.
Yes.
If they're given the ability to use their fingers away to sign these copies for you, the least you can do is go out and buy an autographed one. The album is out today called Sick. And Duff, Mike, great of you guys to come in, man. We really enjoyed catching up with you.
Hey, if any, you know, Bean, you can come to our record release party Thursday night.
He will be
at the Crocodile.
He loves going out to party.
I'll put you on. Newly reopened Crocodile, sure.
A part owner by your neighbor. Partly owned.
That. There you go.
All right. Good times. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Thank you.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the hills.
Hey, you. What's going on? Not much.
That was a drama-filled moment on the hills.
How do they contain that much excitement in one show?
You keep asking me, Bean, why do you keep going back to MTV every season for The Hills? And I'm telling you, because you don't get that kind of excitement and drama on just every regular television show. So, All right, it's the Kevin DeBean Show on the world famous K-Rock. It is 8:47. Ralph's got the showbiz beat in a minute. First, though, we got to check in on a couple of emails, some good topics that people are bringing up. For instance, Bean, John writes from Kansas. Of course, I couldn't make it to the April Foolishness concert Friday night, but having the Armenian comedian think that he was playing out the show only to have the curtain slammed in his face was the funniest thing I have ever seen. Seeing his hopes and dreams smash like an atom in Switzerland sure makes me feel better about my life. Well done, you guys. Well done, John. And I want to bring this up because if you missed yesterday's show, you missed the recap of our sold-out April Foolishness show at the Gibson Amphitheater. We had all those great comedians that you've been hearing about, everybody from Ray Romano at the beginning through to Patton Oswalt at the end. And then Sam came on, the Armenian comedian came on, as what he thought was the show closer in the crowning glory achievement of his show business career. He was on stage for how long, would you think, Kevin?
3 seconds. I'm going to go with 3 seconds, yeah.
He stepped up to the mic, started to talk. Cleto the Cletoads thrilled him. The curtain came down, and it was over. And it was very, very satisfying to see him hurt so badly.
And the video is up at krock.com.
Yeah, the video is up with all the interviews before. Then you get to see the event happen, and then the interviews after as he tries to wrap his head around what just happened to his big night. But it is very funny, and if you didn't check it out yet, you got to go to krock.com and do so.
This email came to me about 2 weeks ago, and I brought it in to read, but forgot to read it. But it may be a little early for this. Okay. Weenie roast tickets, please. Haven't even announced the show yet. Let us get through Coachella, perhaps, and a few more things. And then more toward the summer. We'll tell you about Weenie Roast.
So you can't really be desperate about going to a show if it hasn't even been announced yet, much less gone on sale. It's not like it's already out there and everybody has tickets and you don't, and that's why you're crying. You don't even know if you want to go yet.
And she spelled Weenie, Weenie, and just kept going and going and going. She's very excited about it, and that's fantastic. But give us a little time to plan it, please.
I think that's a good idea.
And by us, I mean people that aren't me and Bean.
Louie in Riverside has a question that maybe we can help with. Guys, as you are well aware, print media is going the way of the dodo. So I, for one, have started taking my laptop computer to the pot while doing my business in the bathroom to read the news and the articles and stuff. I want to know, does this make me weird, or has anybody else picked up this habit? Thanks, Louie.
Laptop to the bathroom?
That makes sense to me. I mean, I can't think of any reason why you wouldn't do that. It's not something that I would do or would think of doing.
I don't, how much time do you spend there? Because it seems like it would take more time to kind of set it up and turn it on. And
I don't
know.
I mean,
and then you got to get your computer. Hey, but seriously.
Maybe Louie is just a guy who has been in the habit for years and years and years of reading the newspaper, you know, in the bathroom. And now he's not getting the paper anymore because he reads all his news online. Mike, you're the expert on all things bathroom related. What's your ruling on laptops in the can?
Totally acceptable. I am in the bathroom with my BlackBerry or a newspaper 100% of the time. There's not a time that I go to the bathroom that I don't break out the BlackBerry and, you know, check TMZ or something.
Huh. Okay. And finally, I just want to rub this in because I got a very exciting email yesterday. Dear Bean, I work at the Consulate of Finland in Los Angeles, and I take care of cultural and press affairs. The other day, I was listening to K-Rock on my way to work, as I usually do, and I heard that you're planning on going to Finland this summer. I figure it can't help for you to get some more information and to get acclimated before you go. So we would very warmly welcome you to the residence of our Consul General, where we have a sauna and Finnish refreshments, including a pool that we might be able to freeze for you. If you'd be interested in getting some more Finland info, you can reach me at...
They're offering you to go into a steam room?
Yes, a sauna.
What the?
A sauna with hot Finnish consulate girls.
Yes, I'm sure that's what you'd like to believe.
I'm just saying.
I'm here to tell you they're not going to look that good. They're inviting you over for a sauna.
Yes, hot Finnish girls are inviting me over for a sauna the next time I'm in town in advance of my trip to Finland this summer.
Send the pictures over of the hot Finnish girls that offered this to you, Bean. Send those photos over.
Well, they didn't include photos.
Oh, how about that?
Well, because they were reaching out. It's a business thing.
That's not a business thing. They're inviting you to sauna.
Because
that's not business.
Because they know I'm going to their beautiful country this summer, and they want to make sure that I know what to expect. And it'll be great for me to go and learn the proper etiquette on things like saunas, you know? Like, do I have to go all nude? I mean, I don't know the answers to some of these questions.
Because you plan on going to a lot of saunas when you're in Finland?
Apparently you have to. Apparently it's rude to turn down an invitation to go to a sauna, from what I understand.
There's something wrong here. And I'm telling you, if you don't have pictures, the girls are not hot.
I'm just saying, you mock all you want, but the next time I'm in L.A., when I'm hanging with hot Finnish chicks in a sauna, then who gets the last laugh then? That's all.
The hot Finnish chicks. That's right. That's correct. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz.
I'm Nora Wells with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Nora. It is 8:54 now, and time for the Ralph Showbiz beat. Where's that music coming from?
I don't know. There we go. Let's got all it. Just rock out.
I got it. Sorry.
I never thought I'd be turned on by a girl named Nora before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sounds very hot.
She's
probably
Finnish.
Shut up with the
Shut
Finnish.
Up. She might be. I'm just saying.
By the way, saunas aren't co-ed. There's a male sauna and a female sauna.
I'll let you know.
You don't have to let me know. That's how it works.
He's going to go to a sauna with fat dudes.
That's what's going
to
happen. You're awesome. Being there by a spot of sweaty fins. They'll be going, grab my reindeer sausage.
Yeah.
Next thing you know,
that's how it was when you were in Finland, but I'm going to 21st century Finland, man, where the walls have come down.
Bean tried to go once before,
but
it's
the big Oslo Wall, the one that was separating East Oslo from West Oslo.
That's Norway. That won't help me. But I'm very much looking forward to not only the trip to Finland, but also the trip to the continent.
I hope some sort of nuclear disaster in Finland that irradiates the whole country and makes it incapable to visit.
Do you guys remember last year when Bean was planning on going to Finland?
It was the best.
And destroyed us with conversation about how great it was going to be for 6 months. Oh, guys, I'm going to Finland. Oh, I'm getting ready to go. Oh, I'm loading my iPod. Oh, I'm getting ready. For 6 months, he talked about that.
And then what happened, Kevin?
Packed his suitcase, showed up at the airport.
Bring it home, Kevin!
Gave them his passport.
Give it to Daddy, Kevin!
He said, I'm ready to go to Finland. And they said, not with an outdated passport, you aren't. And he sat there and watched his plane board, and he went back home.
Oh, was, sweet Lord, sweet heaven of God.
That was the best thing that ever happened.
It was not a good time.
It's proof that there is a God. I am not a deeply religious man, but at that time I saw the light.
And
realized there was a God in heaven pulling the strings and making all things right on the planet.
I would like to suggest that we can just refer to last year's hype. If you don't mind, we don't need another 6 months of it.
I still got the last laugh because my backup plan was Detroit. If you recall, I went and took a vacation in Michigan for the week instead of going to Finland. And I've done that, and that was great. So now I've got Finland to look forward to this summer. So it's a win-win.
You know how to
party. Assuage my excitement.
You know what? Detroit is never a win, let alone a win-win, by the way. So you're good. Whatever you got there suits you.
All right. 8:56 now. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
This Samantha Ronson, Lindsay Lohan breakup is just getting nasty. Apparently... Lindsay has a restraining order that is being placed against her by Samantha Ronson's sister and mother.
Tell that girl to shut up.
Samantha's sister, Charlotte Ronson, and Ann Dexter Jones, Sam's mother, went to the Beverly Hills Police Department and said a restraining order is the best option. If she violates it, then she gets taken away. She does these things to get attention. She was trying to get into my party. This is Charlotte Ronson speaking. This weekend, and we had to tell security to keep her out. Then she booked a room at the Chateau Marmont. Her room was right below. She also followed our brother Mark around, Charlotte told the police. Lindsay was doing drugs. We could not sleep that night at the Chateau Marmont. She was complaining about the music and the noise coming from upstairs. She was trying to get attention so that Sam would have to come down.
Wow.
She cuts herself, too. She's a cutter.
Dude.
Said Ann Dexter Jones.
Drama queen.
So apparently, big brouhaha between the Ronson family and the Lohan.
Maybe it's time.
That's a bummer.
Maybe it's time to separate for real and just move on.
It sounds like Samantha's had an asshole this time around.
Yeah.
Which for a lesbian, it's not easy to do.
She'll never do better than Lindsay Lohan, though, I'll tell you that.
That is true.
Here's the thing about Lindsay Lohan. Her career now is over.
Yeah, that's kind of sad because I thought she was an okay actress.
She's a joke.
Yeah.
She has to disappear. For order to get her career back. She has to do like a Mickey Rourke. She has to be one of those, whatever happened to, where you don't hear from her and you don't see her. She'll have to go away for like 5 years and then come back and do a comeback role. And then maybe she'll get some sort of career back.
Or she could go right to porn from here.
That's the option she's obviously pursuing. Because if she's back on drugs and alcohol and she's just spiraling out of control, then she is headed that way.
Giant size cans.
She does have good
could
fun
she
bags.
Do... Like Britney did, and get around the right music people to make a good record, though, and maybe make her come back that way. If no one will hire her to act, maybe she could come out with a hit single, which would help her.
Well, music really was never her thing.
That was always sort of an extension of her acting.
Yeah, that's true. She had kind of some songs, but not
any. Never had a hit or any sort of tour that was of merit. Yeah. You know, it's kind of easier as an artist. If you're a musical artist, you can record an album on your own. You can tour on your own and just sort of get yourself back out there. But if you're an actor, you really need a project that's well-written and well-directed and has a good cast surrounding you.
Someone has to have confidence in you.
A lot more pieces they have to put in place. So, and we'll see what happens. Coldplay claims it did not steal Joe Satriani's mute instrumental If I Could Fly for their mega hit Viva La Vida.
Yeah, I believe him.
And the LA Times says that Coldplay filed a response in court yesterday that any similarities between the two songs are not enough for a lawsuit.
I got three words for you. That is artistry.
The statement goes on to say that Joe Satriani's tune lacks originality and doesn't even deserve copyright protection.
Which is kind of insulting.
You, Joe.
Sounds just like theirs.
Wow. Joe originally sued Coldplay back in December, but everyone's saying that this statement that was filed yesterday in court should put the whole thing to rest. So we'll have to wait and see. And is Zac Efron cheating on Vanessa Hudgens?
I wish.
According to Star Magazine, he had a secret rendezvous in London with Bonnie Wright. She is the actress that plays Ginny Weasley in the Harry Potter movies.
Okay.
Couple allegedly met up at a bar and found a quiet corner for the long date, according to Star Magazine. When notified, Vanessa said she wasn't worried because it was a chick.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I can't find it so beautiful.
Had it been a dude, she would have been more
sure.
You know, because Zach.
Not interested. Are you queer?
Queer.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Francis Ford Coppola, one of our best directors, is 70 years old today. John Oates of Hall & Oates, 60 years old. Jackie Chan.
Hey!
Jackie Chan.
Hey!
Jackie Chan.
Hey!
What a lovely Jackie Chan. Was that a Jackie Chan?
No,
Chaka
I don't. Khan.
Oh, that's
so.
Right.
Chaka Khan.
55 years old today. Russell Crowe's 45 years old, and Bill Bellamy from Last Comic Standing also played the role of Slank on Fastlane. He is 44 years old.
What was
today.
His name?
Slank. And Glarb. Was the other character, I believe. 44 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as beat.
So all over town, you see the homeless people who are, you know, they got the little sign up. They're begging for money or whatever. A lot of off-ramps of the freeway. You see them standing there.
I saw Tammy Heidi just off the 10 the other day.
Oh,
I know exactly
God.
What you're talking about.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
So let's speak to Kevin Dolan, who we have on the phone now, who runs a website called Pimp This Bum. Hey, Kevin.
Oh. Hey, how you doing?
How'd you come up with the idea of Pimp This Bum?
It started out as a sort of a marketing experiment, or really not an experiment, but a marketing campaign to create some referenceable projects for our company. We're a brand new company and really didn't have anything to show for ourselves, so we started that way. My son has been in nonprofit and charity work for quite a few years, and so he decided if we're going to do something pro bono, you know, just to sort of showcase it, we should make sure we're helping somebody out, and we decided we would help some homeless people.
Interesting. So, you're out there in Houston, Texas, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, and just like all big cities, you got your share of homeless people, and you thought, hey, if we're going to help someone, let's help some of those people. And why did you think Pimp This, I mean, what was it about the words Pimp This Bum that you thought were going to create attraction?
You know, it sort of insults people's sensitivity, or it makes them laugh, one or the other, but it's just kind of one of those lines that we thought would drag people to the site, so that, and then when they got to the site, they'd actually see.
You could send them like a gold grill, some chains or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, my son's online with me too. Sean is here.
Oh, hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean. Hey, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah,
all right, so you found a homeless guy in Tim Edwards. Tell me Tim's story.
Well, Tim was abandoned by his father when he was 2 years old, and he led a fairly normal life. At some point, he got into drugs and alcohol, and after a very bad relationship, he sort of spun out of control, and over a long period of time, found himself on the street. And I mean, he had a house, he had a car, he had a motorcycle, very very normal life, and just as he says, turned his back on God, and found himself on the street.
Ended up living under an overpass for 4 years, right?
Yeah, about 4.5 years.
So tell me about that meeting where you guys walked up to him and said, hey, we've got this crazy idea that could help us and help you too.
Well, we went out looking for someone for the project, and in fact, Tim was the first guy we walked up to. We had interviewed quite a few people, but we ended up going back to him because he was honest. When we asked him, whose fault is it? He didn't say it was the VA's fault or it was somebody else's fault. He said he made a bunch of bad decisions, and he knew where he'd turned. He'd turned the wrong direction. He really saw what he had done wrong in his life, and he really wanted to get out of it. We thought that this guy, if given the chance, and we removed some of the barriers that are keeping him from being able to be productive, like alcoholism and things like that. This guy has a good chance of actually recovering and getting back into the mainstream.
So the first thing you had him do was carry a sign that said pimpthisbum.com, and you paid him $100 a day, right?
Well, yeah, we made sure he got a minimum of $100 a day, I think he carried that sign for 2 or 3 days. And then the media got he got a little crazy, so he had to lay low, but that is correct.
And how much money has come in for him now?
$24,000 in commitments, monthly commitments, and in kind, like services from Sunray Recovery Center in Seattle and from Dr. Southwest Walk. Airlines, Dr. Walk, the guy who does the detox, that's probably another $25,000.
So people want to help.
Unbelievable.
People want to help with the root problem, which of course is probably alcoholism or drugs or something like that, right?
A lot of the times that is. We found some people have other problems as well that kind of surprised us, but that are not alcohol or drug related. But I would say most of them, that's certainly a barrier. If they weren't alcoholics when they hit the streets, they became one.
It's a fascinating story, the way that the way that strangers can end up making such an impact on each other's lives. And like you said, your lives will never be the same, and certainly the men that you're helping, theirs will never be the same. And last question for me, guys, I hear that there's some talk of maybe expanding the Pimp This Bum program to other cities too.
Yeah, there is. We've actually have a benefactor from Hong Kong, actually from Australia, but he lives in Hong Kong, who is putting up some administrative funding to do that expansion.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow, something like this that just starts with, hey, maybe we should. Seems to have really done well.
You bet.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. Sean Dolan, thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed it.
Appreciate it, Bean. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Pimpthisbum.com is the website.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the hills.
I hold on to the cork.
Really, I shoot it.
Yeah, so do I.
But then it explodes everywhere.
Yeah,
but it's fun.
Yeah, it's more dramatic.
That was a drama-filled moment on the hills.
That
was on TV, Kevin. That's a show that people watch on MTV called The Hills right there.
That is some drama there.
Millions and millions of people, hundreds of millions around the world gather around to watch it.
Hey, Spencer Pratt.
Comes on.
I'm pretty sure it's not hundreds of millions.
It's funny listening to that clip talking about how they open up champagne bottles. Mm-hmm. Spence Dog just has a minority do it for him.
Is
that
right?
What I'm saying?
Spencer, every year, and I got to confess, it's a guilty pleasure for me. Every year I tune in to see what's going on in the hills. I can't explain why, but you are more of a tool every single season. It's almost like you think, I was such a tool last year. What can I do to ramp it up more this year? You figure out a way to do it.
Funny joke there, Brenda. Bean. All right, Chief, go ahead and make your little jokes, Bobby. All I know is you can hate on me all you want. It's nothing that I'm not used to. It's
sure.
Obviously, people are jealous of me. They're envious of me.
They want to be you.
My beautiful queen, Heidi.
Sure.
And, because I'm wealthy and Anglo.
Okay. Listen, let's talk about last night's show, because this was a long-awaited episode, because this is something that actually made the real news about 3 or 4 months ago when it happened. You're in a bar, and you're kind of hitting on the bartender a little bit. Little known to you, Cameron, who is your sister Stephanie's ex-boyfriend. Are you following all this, Cameron?
Yeah, he's
no.
a bitch.
I've lost
he
track.
Sees that, so he texts that, basically, and Heidi finds out about it. So now Heidi is calling you on the phone to say, hey, what's going on with you? I hear you're hitting on a bartender while you're away from me, and we can't have that.
Everywhere
Here's a little
go.
Bit of that from the hills.
What up, baby?
Are you flirting with a bartender?
What the hell are you talking about? Are you being serious right now?
Taking shots with bartender and getting her number.
What kind of
are you on?
Don't be rude, I'm just asking. I'm offended that you really just asked me.
Who's spreading these rumors?
Cameron texted Stephanie. Your brother is
so sleazy.
Did he really text that to Stephanie?
That's what he told me.
Well, I'm going to
go talk to this fool right now.
Cameron just got beat up, I think, for that.
You're going to go what?
If he's really texting out to
Stephanie, he's going to get beat up right now.
What are you talking about? Spencer?
Okay, so your first inclination when you find out that somebody texts something that you don't like is that you're going to beat him up. What are you?
That right, kid.
11?
No. It's how you gotta live, you know. That's just one of the trappings of thug life. It's not my fault.
You're not.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not a thug.
He threw it down, so I had to drop the hammer on him. You know what I'm saying?
So why do you? So he texts something about you. Who cares what he thinks? Why can't you just say to your girlfriend, "No, that's not true," and then just move on and be an adult about it, Spencer?
You know, maybe I don't want to do that. You're right, but it's just part of running the streets, and I do that as royalty in Hollywood. That's how I live. Okay.
All right.
I gotta sit, make an example of this biggity biggity bitch ass, so that other chumps know when they hate on Spence, dog, they're gonna get regulated.
That way, you can flirt with people and not have texting go back to the girlfriend.
Is that sure, Prada?
No,
it's pretty hot though. Okay. Let me know. We'll talk about it after.
It's Quicksilver. I don't think you've ever heard of that brand.
What's that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Here's what happens.
On Rodeo?
You go and you basically pull Cameron out of the booth at the bar, and you are just begging him to hit you first so that you have an excuse to deck him. Here's a little bit of how that riveting conversation went on the hills this week.
So why did I just get a call from Heidi Hysterical saying that you texted Stephanie that I'm over here giving the bartender my number?
I didn't say you're giving her a number, but I'm just saying you're out here hitting on a bartender. She deserves to know.
Did you just say I'm hitting on the bartender?
Yeah. I mean, you are, aren't you?
Are you trying to get her, Cameron? Because right now, you don't smile either.
Don't smile either. You're a tough guy, Spence.
Wow.
You're tough.
That's right. Turn that,
this isn't fun.
Wow. Turn that smile upside down before I do it manually.
Get me first, so I can... Man, I was real, dog. You just got into my business. Touch me first. I can f*** you up.
Come on, dude.
Touch
come
me. Up. Touch me. Just touch me.
Touch me.
Touch me. Touch me, dog. So push me. That doesn't count.
Yeah, come on.
All right, there it is. There's the beatdown. There it is. So, of
wham,
course,
wham.
You get
that's right.
Dragged out of the club.
What a douchebag you are.
A classic Pratt 1-2 to the dome piece. He's lucky he survived that.
Do you ever get tired of just being a douchebag? Do you ever just think, you know what, maybe one day I'll just grow up and start acting like the entire world revolves around me?
Bean, wouldn't watch the show if he did that.
Yeah,
I would be fine without Spencer on the show.
Bobby, listen, Chief.
Bean.
You need to get enlightened. It's like Run DMC said in the Emancipation Proclamation. We all need love.
Is that what they said? is that a quote? I don't think it is.
And you're sure it was Run DMC and you're positive it was the Emancipation Proclamation? All right. Well, we've learned little something. Thanks, Spence.
Then do it again. Man, I love college.
Do I really have to graduate or can I just stay here for the rest of my life?
Okay, so seriously, that song, I Love College, that guy probably never went to college. You know why? Because if you really go to college, you don't love college. All you do is sit in class and listen to a bunch of assholes talk about how they know things better than you do. There's nothing great about that, and there's nothing fun about that. Even living in the dorms is miserable.
Wow, take
this
it
guy
easy.
This guy's an asshole, and I hate this song.
Hey,
please
hey.
Do not play it anymore, ever again.
All right, we'll get it right up for you next. Thank you for the call. She went to class. That was her problem.
Some of us did, Kevin.
The hell? You drink a lot? You party? Yeah. What's wrong with it?
You read books
the classes
by Jack
suck.
Chirac.
The classes
Jack
suck,
Jerowak.
But you sleep through those. So
no, you don't.
Come on.
You do.
I'm the only one in this room who dropped out, so I cannot make a comment. The rest of you are all college grads, but we'll play that song for you again. We'll take care of you.
Get
thanks for
right
calling on that.
Yep.
It's Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde, Tuesday afternoon. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, dude?
Somewhere Eminem saying, when did I record that? I don't remember doing that one. Why are they playing some of my old stuff?
I like college!
Easy. White boy. Rihanna's father is asking a question that I think we all are. After hearing that Chris Brown pleaded not guilty to assault, Rihanna's dad said to Us Weekly magazine, "So what happened then?
Ugh.
Who did this to my daughter if it wasn't Chris Brown? Exactly what happened that evening if he is not guilty of assault?"
Yeah.
Apparently, Ronald Fenty, who is Rihanna's father, says Chris Brown needs to take responsibility for his actions and stop being in denial about allegedly beating his daughter. I don't want this guy's career to be damaged. He said it's already damaged. I think he's a talented guy, but everyone should have to pay. When you do a crime, you do the time. I don't want to see him locked up for a long time. I want him to acknowledge and get some help. I think we're going to find out a lot when the trial starts. Because they are, they're going to produce some reasonable doubt into this case, I think.
Are they?
Chris Brown's attorneys. Chupacabra, my friends.
What?
That's who did it.
What are you talking about?
The Chupacabra. They're driving along. All of a sudden, next thing you know, Chupacabra beats the snot out of Rihanna.
That's hardly Chris Brown's fault.
That's what I would say if I was the lawyer.
It doesn't really exist, I don't think.
She thought it was me, yo. That's what I would say. But it was really? Chupacabra. I like college.
I think you're right, though, Ralph, in that a lot of times in all sorts of cases, some of the justice comes from the victim hearing the perpetrator apologize and admit that they did it and take responsibility for their actions. Regardless of what the sentencing is after that, at least admit that you did it.
Yes. You speak the truth, Aristotle.
Which is rare.
Jessica Simpson's been dropped by her record label.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. Wow.
What a surprise.
Seems like her record label, Columbia Nashville, Sony Music Nashville, has wiped her from the roster of artists that they represent.
Put them on the glass!
That's what she needs to do now. I was a little loud here.
Wow!
Sorry.
Ow!
You know, Randy Moeller from the Florida Panthers gets excited sometimes. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Wow!
Yeah, we're bleeding.
Ouch!
All right. I'll make a note of that.
Yeah.
A
little loud.
I can't think anymore now because my eardrums are perforated.
Our headphones were pretty loud to begin with, and then that hurt. Back to you.
Wow.
Put them on the glass!
Much better. That's
it. Better?
A little too low, though. Bring it up a little.
Put them on the glass!
Nope, too low. Way too low.
I can't hear that.
Gotta go a little loud.
Put them on the glass!
Okay, too loud. All right, I'll adjust. So Jessica Simpson got dropped. That has to be devastating for her because she still considers that she's a singer.
Yeah, except she doesn't remember any of her lyrics on stage. She doesn't take the time to bother to learn the words to the song she sings.
You really rarely see a celebrity, whatever she is, of that level imploding like that, just falling apart.
Repeated back-to-back performances where she can't remember the lyrics and doesn't sing the songs properly.
Yeah, that seems bad.
Just go on stage and take the microphone and stick it in your that's what I recommend for
Ralph.
Her. That's what the audience wants to see.
It may be.
I'd go see that.
See? Psycho Mike's on my side.
But you can't say that.
St. Lucia, Amy Winehouse causing more trouble. You know, she's back.
Hang on a second. Note to self, call St. Lucia tomorrow morning.
She's back in St. Lucia.
All right.
She has returned to the five-star hotel she's been staying at. She was in London for a while, but now she's back on vacation. Can you really call it a vacation when it becomes your life?
She kind of moved there.
Doesn't London become the vacation and St. Lucia sort of the standard life?
She was there for like 2 or 3 months, right? And then went home for a little. Now she's back.
Apparently Amy was upset because the hotel officials told her she couldn't go topless on the beach.
That's a good call on their part.
Yeah, it is.
That's good for everyone.
Well, you don't want people throwing up.
She protested by streaking through the hotel.
Wow.
Yes.
Can you imagine being the management of that hotel going, look, she's bringing us notoriety and stuff, but did you see her
cash, but
ugly
seriously.
Naked body running through the lobby?
You ever thought she had Emmanuel Lewis tucked between her legs? I'm sure.
Oh! And also, imagine what it must be like. Not that she's even aware of this, but there are very few women that people beg them to put their clothes back on.
Yeah, very few.
She's one of them.
She is one of them.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Bill Bellamy from Last Comic Standing and Fastlane is 44 years old today. Russell Crowe turns 45, soon to be seen as Sheriff of Nottingham on the big screen in the new Robin Hood movie. I think he's Robin Hood, too.
How can he be both?
I think he's playing both roles.
That can't be.
I might be drunk.
He's no Eddie Murphy.
Jackie Chan's 55 years old today. Hi. Francis Ford Coppola, one of our great movie directors, is 70. And John Oates of Hole and Oates. Two guys from Philadelphia had a big music career in the 70s and 80s. John Oates is 60 years old today. Happy birthday, John Oates.
It's a good thing you've figured out a way to lose that Philadelphia accent.
Great accent.
That is so ugly.
It's pretty.
Man, that's ugly.
Yo, maintenance. Got a spell over here. What's the matter with you? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.